Here's the deal. Nadia Edwards-Dashti, she's co-founder of Harrington Star Recruitment Consultant. If you want somebody who can do the job, who's good at it, I would suggest you go to Harrington Star to find that person. Thank you so much, Nadia. She's very angry about that. Let's talk now to Mr. John Holmes, who definitely wore a low-cut job to get this.
A low-cut job?
Job. Low-cut job. Low-cut job.
It's a very different low-cut kind of job I had to give to get this.
We've all done a lot of low-cut jobs. You definitely wore a low-cut top. You have a fine cleavage.
Thank you very much. But I think this is a sexist argument, and the reason is, you know, it's all, if you're going for a job in a low-cut top as a woman, then that's one thing, but you know, think of all those builders who turn up for job interviews in low-cut buttock cleft trousers.
I love a bit of builders builders
so
cleavage.
No one's moaning about that, are they? Hey, why is that acceptable, you big sexist?
I think you'll find that we do moan about that. But there we are. A couple of splosh, seven sugars, got to keep my strength up. John Holmes is here to tell us what's coming up on his show. But I'm not going to let him just because I'm sexist like that. So I'll be back with you at...
Do you know the correct meaning of the word nonce yet?
I shouldn't have used that word. That was on a different show. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be back. Until then, you've got Mr. John Holmes to take you through the afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
With great deals on Yokohama tyres, blackcircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Direct your ears towards this genuine recording.
Didn't you see me, you
cheeky scamp?
Take that car of yours and
go to blackcircles.com.
And then you can
have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco club card points.
What a total
nincompoop. So, Britain, get Yokohama tyres at blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple, I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon to you. It is 1 o'clock. It's Tuesday. I'm John Holmes and she's back. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron's in Brussels for talks after Brexit. Corbyn faces a vote of no confidence. And the support for Johnny Depp from a former fiancé.
Talk Radio.
Nigel Farage has been booed and heckled at the European Parliament as he asked members to be grown up about the outcome of the EU referendum. MEPs have met for the first time since the UK voted to leave last week. The UKIP leader told the organisation it's in denial about immigration and the economy. Conservative MEP for London, Dr. Charles Tannock, says his attitude isn't helping.
Well, I certainly hope that he's never part of any of the negotiating team to do a deal with the European Union over the Brexit negotiations. I thought his tone was completely wrong. He was provocative, he was triumphalist, he gloated.
David Cameron's in Brussels to face European leaders. It's expected he'll resist pressure to start the leave negotiations immediately. It comes as the Mayor of London says the EU referendum campaign was horrible and awful on both sides. Sadiq Khan says despite the capital voting overwhelmingly to stay in the European Union, the government needs to show people there the positives of leaving. He says his job now is to deal with the hand he's been given.
What I'm saying to the government is, more now than ever before, give us more powers of a fiscal devolution, over skills and business, over the ability to borrow to invest, over housing, over more transport. That's the job I'm doing as the mayor. I'm not going to get involved in what's going on in Parliament.
One of Jeremy Corbyn's closest allies has warned a vote of no confidence by Labour MPs will have no meaning. The newly appointed Shadow Health Secretary Diane Abbott says a full leadership challenge will have to be mounted if they want to get rid of Mr Corbyn. But MP Yvette Cooper thinks it's time for him to go.
Jeremy did not show that he had any of the campaigning zeal that our party needs in a tough fight. And he is losing us Labour support across the country. So I hope he does the right thing and stands down swiftly.
A 21-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of the attempted murder of a police officer in Somerset. Police say he was almost stabbed while trying to detain a man under the Misuse of Drugs Act in Weston-super-Mare last night. A woman's told a court she thought Max Clifford was going to kill her when he allegedly forced her to perform a sex act on him. The former publicist denies assaulting the girl when she was 17 at his office in London between October 1981 and May 82. And the actress Winona Ryder says Johnny Depp was never abusive during their relationship. The actor's estranged wife, Amber Heard, has accused him of domestic violence. Winona, who was engaged to him in the early 90s, insists he was a loving and caring guy.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Aww.
Showery rain moving east during the day, highs of 20 degrees.
You look, speaking of weather, Victoria, I have to say you look quite tanned.
I don't know.
Or is it still Glastonbury mud smeared on you like woad?
No, I had an hour-long bath last night, my first bath in 3 years.
In three years?
Yeah, I regularly shower, like, every day.
I was going to say, that's an admission to make on the radio. No. I, Victoria, have not bathed in any way for 3 years.
Not in any way, I mean, right. In a bath.
Right. And how caked were you?
Oh, it was... I was not as clean as I'd like to be, but
yeah.
I did pay to have my hair washed.
Did you?
Which I love.
What, while you were at Glastonbury?
Yeah, and I blow-dried it.
Why didn't Cornelius do it for you?
Hello, do what?
Wash her hair for her.
That's weird.
Well, you know, you were at Glastonbury together, as we established five, yeah. 6 days ago before.
Wouldn't have been that weird, considering what we did do.
Excuse me?
When you two went off together...
It's inappropriate.
We were in Europe. And now you're back.
There's no way related.
It's all changed.
There's no way related. There's no correlation between that and Brexit.
Well, I was going to say, did he Brexit in any... Or did he remain... What?
I don't know what you're trying to say,
I don't know what
John.
I'm doing.
A so, gentleman never tells,
I don't
John.
Approve of it.
Anyway, Victoria, so you went to Glastonbury. So you do look a bit tanned, though, so I don't know whether that's just mud.
I'm clean. I had a shower today as well, as a long, long bath yesterday.
Right. And Cornelius just looks the same as he ever did. Like a sort of... Anyway, so we'll talk about Glastonbury more, of course, but, you know, rated out of 10?
Four.
What? Are you an idiot? Wow, this has gone like the EU debate that's happening right at the moment.
Yeah, I know, because I am right about this.
So what would you give it?
What? A 10? It's always a 10.
No, I've been twice before. It's better than both those.
Interesting. Times. All right, well, we'll come to that. Great Glastonbury review from the lovers.
Not lovers. We've never done anything which is loving.
Somebody's got the sport. It's not Ben.
No.
Oh, it's... So oh, it's Toby.
What?
I reckon it's Toby.
Toby
or
Kate? Oh, I'm Kate Partridge.
Yeah, one of them.
Well, we'll find out. Here's some sport with a person.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. It's Toby. As the dust settles on England's latest shocking early exit from a major tournament, talk turns to who'll replace Roy Hodgson, who quit after the defeat to Iceland last night. Under 21 boss Gareth Southgate is the early favourite. Legendary England left-back Stuart Pearce says you only had to look to last night's opponents for how to integrate a new boss.
We had a side in Iceland that had an under-21 manager set next to Lars Lagerbäck waiting to take over. They've got a federation that have put structure in place to build their football in their country, and they're at the Euros succeeding and doing quite well.
Liverpool have signed Sadio Mane from Southampton for what could turn out to be a club record fee. The Senegalese have signed a long-term contract at the club for what's understood to be worth up to £36 million. And we await the arrival of Andy Murray at Wimbledon 2016. He's on centre court against fellow Brit Liam Brody after women's defending champion Serena Williams opens today's action on the main show court against Amra Sadikovic. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
That's Toby. He was you when you were off, Victoria.
I know.
He was you.
How was that?
Yeah. Four. Let's do some sort of programme.
Talk Radio.
Sure, what to get this lunchtime? Why not live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps? Experience the barbecue chicken and bacon one with smoky barbecue sauce, succulent chicken and beechwood smoked bacon in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Go smoky. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, I am John Holmes, and today on the show, the programme, the showgram, and a man has won a competition to throw a paper plane as far as he possibly could. Some children in a school have dressed up as astronauts. We can do that. Sure. Welcome to today's lacklustre performance, ending in a result of sorts, although not the one that anyone really wanted. I got a third of the way through the first episode.
Okay.
And I will be honest, I fell asleep. Why not get a poll of your own? What's he painting the shed in? The blood of a cat.
And everything else made a lot of sense to me.
I have no time for needs at all.
He's probably a serial killer.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of
so, good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your latest dose of some afternoon radio, as like the England team, we now attempt to take possession of your 1 till 4 of a Tuesday. And initially, yes, while round about now at the beginning, it looks like we might be okay. We'll only probably quite literally drop the ball, Joe Hart, and cock it all up before very long. Inept and embarrassing. Totally hopeless. No finesse. No planning. Seemingly making it up as they go along with nothing of value to show for it. Just some of the terms used in recent emails by the bosses here to, not to us. You'd have to figure out what show you think they've sent those to. Not horror. But no matter, for like both Jeremy Corbyn and a sanitary towel, we vow to press on. In this time of crisis, England out of Europe twice in 5 days, a resigned Prime Minister, a resigned England coach, a resigned shadow cabinet, except for Hilary Benn, who was sacked. The country needs us, a sort of amateurish collection of half-assed radio features. What won World War II for this nation? That's right, Churchill. Churchill's... It's not the dog. Oh, yes. Not that. Oh, no. No. Not that. The other Churchill, right, his speeches. That's what won. And where were his speeches? I'll tell you where they were. They were on the radio. You want clarification of the UK's position, Jean-Claude Juncker? Well, yes, it's been a dark few days, but this is England. Britain. The United Kingdom. Well, apart from Scotland and Wales, Northern Ireland, who aren't that bothered anymore. But did those feet in ancient times walk up on Wales's mountain green? I don't think they did. Did they walk on Scotland's mountains all rainy and covered in batter and heroin? No, they did not. They were England's pleasant green lands, England's pleasant pastures green. And did the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills? And was Jerusalem builded here among those dark satanic Brexit voters? Yet despite the answer to all that being no, because Jesus was a foreigner and wouldn't have been allowed in here anyway under any kind of point system, we'd have had to stow him away in the back of a chariot. But despite that, this is England, Britain. And yes, our ham-faced Prime Minister has made a sexualised pig's mouth of the whole thing. And yes, Boris Johnson is an arse. And yes, thick people should never again be allowed access to stubby little pencils in booths. And yes, Julia Hartley Brewer. And yes, she called the England team Nazis on Sky News last night because she clearly had no understanding of what the word means. And yes, the national team are rubbish, but so is Top Gear. And this is Britain. And the show must go on. To wit, headline hijack this afternoon. A made-up news story into the 2 p.m. news. Although, frankly, at the moment, it's tricky trying to top the actual news. There's Lonely Lunch Club. work experience punditry. The news in haikus coming this afternoon. That's the news represented by the values of foreign Japanese poetry. We'll be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think. The British people. Unless, of course, someone's interviewed a foreign or an immigrant. Speaking of which, there's the diversity paper review. The big debate is coming at 3. You can win some good old-fashioned English meats, unless it's Scottish beef or Welsh lamb, in a game of band or title of children's book. Ginger Dave is not producing his countenance ginger shining forth on English students. As broadcast is through the glass.
Yes.
Chloe is on the good old... No, she's not. It's Marta.
I'm not Chloe.
She's Marta. She's foreign. We've let her in anyway. She's on the good old-fashioned English buttons.
Hello.
Victoria is back on the news.
Here, here. The
paid intern Cornelius.
All right.
Bring me my bow of gold. Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear, O clouds unfold. And bring me a cup of tea, actually, if I'm honest.
Oh, okay.
I am John Holmes, and I will not cease this mental fight, nor shall my sword or anything else sleep in my hand till we have brought Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land! It's Talk Radio. Here's some music.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
That is the noise of Green Day on Talk Radio 115. I am John Holmes.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And I expect you're wondering why, as Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play Green Day, Time of Your Life.
Why have you chosen to play Green Day?
Oh, Cornelius is back!
Yeah!
He's been to the Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm back.
Great. So,
why are you playing it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why I'm playing it.
Yeah, go on.
It's because...
Tell me.
Because of its... well, you could say good riddance if you were a Leave voter.
Yeah.
To the EU.
Yeah.
Like Nigel Farage is doing right now. He's standing in the European Parliament.
Is he?
Shouting his mouth off about how he's won and beat them all single-handedly, bearing in mind that he's just a bloke who's now technically just talked himself out of a job. Because he's not even an MP, remember? He's an MEP. And now he's not, or won't be. So, technically, he's not
Maybe he'll become an MP.
That's very unlikely. So anyway, and I play that because it's got the word time in it.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and well, the question that's being asked, of course, is should this country now just start again? Just let's draw a line under everything we've learned, right?
Okay.
And complete, like, and go back to a time before politics, right? Mm. Before the government as we know it, maybe a feudal system. Kings, queens, barons, maybe, and just leave the democracy and the elected politicians aside and just move back. And I'll tell you who started it, and this is absolutely
his
true.
Idea.
So there's the town of... in Oxford, this is in Oxfordshire, and they've brought back medieval stocks to the town centre for vagabonds and drunkards. It's already begun.
Wow.
I've not made that up. This is true. The Statute of Labour's Act 1405, which has never been abolished, requires every town to have a set of stocks still. And they've gone, all right, we'll do it. So that is the... I'm asking this question this afternoon. Is that the way forward? Should we just abolish the government as we know it now? We know it's a broken system.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to medieval times? That's the question I'm posing. You could argue that why not swap... Right, so that's one argument. The other argument is, why don't we just take the footballing people,
yeah,
right, and put them in charge of government and just swap them over? They're going to be no better or worse, right? And take the cabinet,
yeah,
right, and some of the leading politicians and just make them play football for England, because they'll be no worse than that shower of dung,
yeah,
right, that we had already, will they?
No.
So just literally, so Hodgson becomes Prime Minister. Right?
Yeah,
because he's resigned, so he can.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Cameron resigned; he could become England coach, right? And then you just give everyone just swap jobs. Joe Hart could be chance. I know he can't save.
Awkward.
Anyway, it's worth thinking about.
Yeah,
is all I'm saying. Right. So anyway, these are the questions: should we go back to a system pre? Politics as we know it, back to medieval England. We will. Cass, Asprock Cass is through the glass.
Cass.
Ray, yep. She's a little ray of sunshine while you've been gone, Con.
What yeah?
A little cheery face that gets me out of bed in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
No, I don't mean you're in there with me, Cass. I mean, you know, it's literally your cheery demeanor. Don't be sick. Your cheery demeanor that makes me think, oh, I can't wait to get to work.
Yeah.
Could you get as an expert on the medieval times?
Tony Robinson's an expert.
Can you get Tony Robinson off of TV's Time Team?
Yes. Cool.
Thank you. Inventor of the barley water also. Wimbledon. So, Tony Robinson joining us next to talk about medieval times on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Deera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Trade Point, one stop, get the lot, Trade Point.
At Trade Point, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Trade Point. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long delays for the A1 Western Bypass through Gateshead and Tyne and Wear. It's because of emergency repair works not too far away from the Lobley Hill interchange. Severe delays on Greater Manchester's westbound M62 as a recovery of an accident near Haywood, junctions 19 to 18 continues. Two lanes are out, queues back to Milne Row. M6 South heavy after a breakdown near junction 18. Further down, 14 to 13 near Stafford. Two lanes are closed for the recovery of an overturned caravan. And in Gloucestershire, the A417 through Bromsborough Heath still closed around junction 2 of the M50 after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, I'm no doctor. I'm not even medically trained, although I'll have a look, madam, but I know a woman who is. We are joined by TV doctor, Dr. Dawn Harper, on the very next Up With Dawn Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. All that plus the very latest on the Conservative leadership nominations.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
I've never seen one like that before.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and yes, it is, of course, the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, wherever you might keep it about your person, if you've gone equipped with a reaction, then consider this your stop and search as we pat you down and take your reaction from you and use it here on the radio. A lot coming in. Nat Kimber's just been on Twitter and says, yes, swap the you just agreed, swap the jobs of the England football team and the government over. This, why has no one said this before? John, you are some sort of god.
Really?
That's correct. Wow. Admittedly, he didn't say the end bit. Or she. I added that on. But the first bit, yes. No. What have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Ah, oh, my God! That reaction was me reading a newspaper for the first time since last Tuesday this morning.
Yeah.
And great to have Con back on the show. We all really missed you. That's coming from no one.
Yes, good. It's time to talk about the big story, isn't it? So we know now that a town in Oxfordshire has genuinely, over the weekend, reinstalled stocks from off of medieval times to put vagabonds in. We are suggesting that this is just the beginning. Other towns are following suit. A time to go back in this time of political upheaval and national uncertainty. Is it time to dispense with the government and the politicians as we know them and go back to simpler, more barbaric, brutal, medieval times? On the telephone line to discuss it is the actor and Time presenter Tony Robinson's on the Tony Robinson. Hello.
Hello. I'm going to disappoint you deeply because I'm not Tony Robinson.
Right. Oh, this is awkward. Sorry. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Anne Lawrence from the University of Reading. I'm a historian.
Close enough. Right, yeah. Dr. Anne Lawrence, how lovely of you to join us. Thank you very much for joining us. So what do you make of this then? Do you think this is the right thing to do? Okay, we've all had enough over the past few days, Anne, haven't we really? And it's surely time to go back to a simpler time made of dung.
Well, I was listening to you and thinking, well, there's a problem with this. This is not just a good old English punishment. They had stocks right across Europe in the Middle Ages. So, you might have to rethink this.
That's awkward. Is there anything traditionally English we can go with, given our national hatred of Europe now?
You could go back to Anglo-Saxon laws about outlawry. People were given a few days to make it to the coast and see if they could escape before the law caught up with them.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, that's a start. Let me run some other ideas past you that we understand are happening now, because people are coming around to this idea that really we've just given up and, you know, we've got no leader. The country's in crisis, so surely going back to this sort of medieval feudal Britain. In Ludlow, for instance, they've begun now to believe animals can talk like people did in the Dark Ages, because they thought,
well, they only thought animals could talk if it was the will of God and it was a miracle.
Yes, well, that makes life simpler, doesn't it? If we all just follow the will of God, I mean, you know,
we could go back to trial by ordeal. That brought in the will of God.
Talk us through the trial by ordeal, Anne.
Okay, well, you could choose the accuser if they got people behind them to back up their accusation. Could choose between ordeal by water, ordeal by hot iron, or ordeal by fire, I think it is. And the person accused has to undergo the ordeal of walking over hot ploughshares or plunging their hand into a cauldron of boiling water or whatever.
Yes.
See if they survive and if the wound heals. And then a judge decides what the will of God is.
Well, wouldn't that be a better way of challenging Jeremy Corbyn's leadership? I mean, if he was to, you know, if this, if the Labour Party, in a vote of no confidence, said, right, Jeremy Corbyn has to walk across the hot items, the coals, plunge his hand into, I don't know, a boiling Anne Widdecombe, or what was the third one?
I couldn't remember it properly, but it has to do with being sort of thrown into cold water, I think.
That'll do fine. Like a witch. Like a witch on a stick. Right, fine. Right, so that's how they decide the new Labour leader. And if Jeremy Corbyn survives all of that, then he can stay on as leader. Do you see, this is a simpler system.
Well, it would be a way of finding out if he really wanted to do it. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. We would see how keen he was then, wouldn't we?
We definitely would, yeah.
Ditto Farage.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Equal torturous ways of dealing with him, right? And then just see how keen he is. I mean, look,
it's got all sorts of parallels, because you had to get your friends to come along and swear an oath and be willing to be damned by God if they were making a false oath on your behalf and so on as well. So they would also find out who their friends were.
This is a good. See, I was right. This is the future. Think about the NHS as well, right? The NHS, right? We'd save so much money, because think about the medieval cures for things like leeches. I believe they used to give enemas with boar's bile.
Sometimes, yeah.
And a hot iron for hemorrhoids, am I right?
Well, there were various unpleasant ways of getting rid of them, yeah. But yeah.
And what is Nigel Farage? But a hemorrhoid?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, fine. there was no MRSA, was there then, when we were burning people's arses with hot iron, so...
You had to make sure they weren't going to bleed to death after you'd remove the thing. That was part of it. And you didn't, I mean, not that they thought in those terms, but you didn't want infection getting in there either. So you've got to sort of seal it up.
Yeah. I mean, lobotomies, if we did lobotomies now, that would lead to a rise in fans of Keith Lemon. I mean,
I don't think they were a medieval thing.
Oh.
I don't think brain surgery...
Well, I'm just going to throw them into the mix anyway.
Okay.
The housing crisis would be solved at a stroke, Anne. Because you think about it, people could use wattle and daub to build their own dwellings.
Yeah, but have they got the skills?
Well, who was trained back in the day, Anne? I mean, people just sort of, you know, they kept cows and shoved some dung in some straw and wattle and daubed it up.
Well, you had to be... Yeah, you were trained. I mean, if you were a boy, you had your own little axe from quite early on and you were, you know, sort of trained to cut down your trees and make your wattle and stuff. So, yeah daub came easy, but wattle was more skilled.
Well, I've always said that. I mean, I am willing, if I am become Prime Minister, which is the only outcome of this conversation...
Of course.
...to issue axes to children in order to take us back to a simpler time. I don't think that's... I mean... You know, I'd bring back the plague for people in Newcastle. I'd give them it.
If you take us back to medieval population levels, you solve the housing crisis at one go.
Do you see? See how simple it is?
Yes.
Anne, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Anne Lawrence. She's a medieval historian from the University of Reading, and I think I can count on her vote when I do stand. As Prime Minister. If you've got an opinion on whether or not Britain should go back to medieval times, in order just to draw a line now, then do let us know. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30, you're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's got the news.
The President of the European Commission says the EU is ready to start the divorce from the UK today. But Donald Tusk insists patience is needed for it to be done properly.
While respecting the will of the UK voters, we also have to respect our treaties. And according to them, it is the British government who initiates the process of exit from the EU.
David Cameron is in Brussels to face European leaders. It's expected he'll resist pressure to start the leave negotiations immediately. It comes after there were heated exchanges at the European Parliament, as it met for the first time since the UK voted to leave the EU. Nigel Farage was booed and heckled by some other MEPs after accusing them of being in denial about the migration crisis. Well, the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has told Talk Radio he's seriously considering a bid to be the next Tory leader. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is facing a vote of no confidence by his MPs. More than 40 of the party's frontbenchers have quit over 3 days. The result is expected to be announced at 5pm. Elsewhere, golf's world number one, Jason Day, is the latest high-profile player to pull out of this summer's Rio Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. The Australian, who follows four-time major winner Rory McIlroy in withdrawing, says he's worried about potential health risks to his family. And Andy Murray fans have been queuing overnight at Wimbledon to see the British number one start his attempt to cinch the title for a second time. He takes on fellow Brit Liam Brody this afternoon. The weather, rain and clouds spreading across eastwards across Wales and England, turning heavy in places. Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers will continue across the north. Highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Good. Victoria's back, in case you've just tuned in. She's been at Glastonbury, which she has rated a 4 out of 10.
I stand by that.
So what was wrong with it?
Yeah.
What was wrong with
it? What did you hate about it?
Because I saw a photo of you on the social media that there is.
What?
Yeah. And you looked happy. You looked as pleased as punch. So.
Well, what annoyed me was taking 13 hours to get there, multiple methods of transport, including paying a random motorcyclist a tenner to get the last 4 miles. And then that even wasn't, you know, that didn't even get me in. I had to then get a shuttle bus after that. So then I didn't pitch up my tent till gone midnight. Then my tent got ransacked and I got £50 taken off me, and my other friend got £250 taken off him.
Right.
And then it was raining almost all of the time. So I thought it was super muddy and I had to wear my wellies the whole time, which gave me blisters, really, really hurt my feet. Therefore, I couldn't sit down because there wasn't enough seating. The grass was muddy and horrible, so you couldn't sit down on the ground. And my phone tells me I walked 15 miles each day while I was there. And you have to pay really, you know, you have to pay a lot to eat, so it was expensive. And then I didn't even want to see half the acts that were there, so it was slightly disappointing.
You look good on telly, though.
Well, maybe.
That's Victoria. Princess Victoria.
No. I've been before, and I've loved it. I've been a couple of times before.
But you're getting too old.
Oh, thanks for that.
Still to come, Lonely Lunch Club. We'll meet a lonely what lunch and make them feel fewer lonely. This is Talk Radio.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon. You listen to Talk Radio. And a lot of reactions coming in about the plan for Britain. Now, is the plan to go back to the medieval times? Have we just got to a point where we think, right, draw a line? It's in turmoil. We are rudderless. We have no leader. We might as well go back to a baronial feudal system, or further back to Anglo-Saxon era Britain, where life was simpler and we didn't need politics in quite the same way. Our leaders have led us down. What's your theory on that? John, in my area, teachers are, as of the weekend, teachers have begun to retrain as witches.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
And that's in Cambridge and in Norfolk. That is that's happening. John, what does this say here? Social housing. Think about social housing. We talked about building your own houses out of wattle and daub, which would solve this first rung on the ladder housing crisis, wouldn't it? Social housing, John. You've got to remember that lepers and cursed women will still need somewhere to live if we do go back to medieval times, and that is true.
Yeah.
But we could bear that in mind. We could build them. You know, we could do what we used to do with lepers and just put them away from people.
Yeah.
And the cursed women. What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John, on both sides of the conversation. I don't want to go back to medieval times, as it will lead to confusion regarding my name and the jousting sport. That's from Lance. Oh, and same with me. That's from Justin. Jousting.
Good. It's become like Nigel. It's become like Game of Thrones, John. That's medievalish, isn't it? It says here. This is from Dennis. With Farage's army of White Walkers coming from the north, something probably. that Farage and White Walkers might be a misprint. Though, actually, it's a typo. And the plague has been trialled in Birmingham. John, you're absolutely right. I live there, and it's complete success as everyone is dead.
Great.
That's good. And meanwhile, we're just getting breaking news in that East Anglia has been plundered by Vikings. Just like medieval times. And that's good. That's good for jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
As Vikings. And we're still keen to get your thoughts on whether England, the football team, should swap places with UK's government, because they're all crap at their jobs, it turns out. So what have we got to lose? We simply take England and move them across to Parliament. Hodgson's resigned, so's Cameron. So Hodgson becomes Prime Minister, Cameron becomes the England coach, and we'll just make a team out of the front bench. And I mean, let's make it cross-party, actually, to be fair. Because, you know, they're all as hopeless as each other. So let's get an England team out of a cross-party selection and move the England squad over to Parliament. Let us know what jobs you think would be most appropriate. We've already said Joe Hart couldn't be Chancellor because he's no good at saving. So any other jobs for the rest of the team, do let us know what positions in the front bench. To use some football parlance that you think they'd be good at. While you're working on that, let's have a look at Headline Hijack. Of course, the news is coming at 2 o'clock. Within it will be a made-up news story, although you're going to have to push the boat out for this because the actual news is mental. So you need to make a story up. It'll come out of Victoria's mouth, sounding for all the world like it is true. Get it to us at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
After a week of high-profile people resigning after not being able to deliver what they promised, Paul Ross has announced he'll be stepping down from the Talk Radio breakfast show. That's come in from a listener there. What have you got, Cornelius?
According to Nathan, organisers of the Glastonbury Festival have said that a number of festival goers are still stuck in the mud. Michael Evis has said that they are planning to use school children to crawl through their legs to get them unstuck. Clever.
Good. And Greg Dyke, the chairman of the English FA, of course, has announced that he'll be making the English football team walk home from France. It's what they deserve. After the embarrassing defeat, he said the team don't deserve a flight home, and he's agreed with the Channel Tunnel to open up the emergency walkway that runs down the side, and they're just going to have to walk home with their heads held in shame. If you have got a made-up news story you'd like to try and get into the news at 2 o'clock, then you can get it to us on the usual number and the usual Twitter. Somebody has to win today's Headline Hijack, and it could well be you. Still to come on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think corks or aeroplanes? And we'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Van Buster, now on. 600 by 1,000 mil Qdox double panel radiator, just £35. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. Trade point.
At Arnold Clark, it's about searching over 18,000 cars. whether first-time driver or 4x4s. Whether you need space for a small football team or just a city runaround. Whether for a school run or a Sunday drive. It's about finding the right car for you. Arnold Clark. It's about searching 18,000 cars. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long delays for the A1 Western bypass through Gateshead in Tyne and Wear. It's because of emergency repair works not too far away from the Lobley Hill interchange. Severe delays on Greater Manchester's westbound M62 as a recovery of an accident near Haywood, junctions 19 to 18 continues. Two lanes are out, queues back to Milne Row. M6 South heavy after a breakdown near junction 18. Further down, 14 to 13 near Stafford. Two lanes are closed for the recovery of an overturned caravan. And in Gloucestershire, the A417 through Bromsborough Heath still closed around junction 2 of the M50 after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's just coming up to a time, and, well, you've, now, Cornelius, you've been at Glastonbury, as you,
yes,
listeners will know, that you kind of missed the news, you've been away, you've missed the news.
I have, I honestly did.
A bit of a shock coming back, because, you know, the world is sort of tilted on its axis. When you went away, we were A, in Europe, B, we had a government, and C, a football team.
Yeah.
And now we've got none of those things.
No, not one. It was very, obviously, we heard about the big news. While we were there, I heard it announced on a megaphone.
Which big news?
The Brexit one.
Oh, that one. Okay, fine.
There. But otherwise, yeah, the rest of the news, I just didn't see.
No, well, it
I heard the news was going to be doing a secret stare on the park stage, and they didn't turn up.
Well, that always happens. I mean, yeah, every year they say, don't they, it's going to be David Bowie.
Yeah.
Obviously not now.
No.
Prince. Obviously not now. Phil Collins. Obviously not ever. And the news.
The news, yeah. They?
Not even Huey Lewis turned up.
No. Very
but
disappointed.
What, I'll be honest with you, it's got even more complicated while you've been away.
Oh, John. Mm. I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help you, Cornelius. Ease you back into the news, if you will. With let's ease you in. Let's call it news lube, right? It's like what? It's like you...
The lube at 10.
The lube at 10 is what... Yeah. In a way, right? The lube headlines. Right, so what it is we break the news down into... Now, you know, we break it down to its elemental form. So when you get an element, such as helium, or you cannot break an element further down, can you, than just its basic elemental nature. Water, you can break down, of course, into hydrogen and oxygen. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. But you can't break an element down. So when you get the news right back to its pure element...
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go any further, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry.
Of course.
So this is where we explain the complicated news in 5 syllables, and then 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
PM job opens, might apply, can't be any worse than the last bloke.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, as you know, we here at Talk Radio are very much your friend, and no more friendly does it come than in the feature Lonely Lunch Club, where we meet someone new each day who is, for whatever reason, and we will find out that reason, lunching alone, just crying tears of despair into a wrap, or a soup, or an egg. Whatever you're crying tears of despair into, we wish to hear about it, and we invite you then to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, where we play your virtual friend and colleague. That is the role we take on, able to chit about this and chat about that. Awkward small talk, a speciality, just as though we were a colleague you didn't know very well, but have accidentally bumped into in the kitchen or near the photocopier. Let's meet today's Lonely What Lunch, because he's on what I'm going to refer to as a telephone. It's Robert. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. So, first of all, Robert, where are you?
I'm in Newquay at the moment.
Ah, Newquay. Ah.
Down in Cornwall.
Oh, yes, I know. Down in Cornwall, that's nice. So, and what are you doing in Newquay, Robert?
I'm staying with friends for a few days, just taking some time out.
Well, how very nice. How very delightful. And what? Whereabouts are you on the coast, or are you? Can you see the sea?
You can see the sea from here, but it's rather grey, and I haven't been out today. So, but yeah, very nice in the summer, certainly. Quite nice. It's raining here at the moment.
Of course it is. It's Cornwall. So you're down with some friends, and you're down from where are you from? London originally, or what are you?
No, I live in Cornwall. I'm just staying with some friends for a few days. Yeah.
Oh, how nice. You haven't ventured very far then. No friends.
No.
Right. Good. So, well, what do you? What are you doing lunching alone if you've gone to stay with friends?
I'm not actually lunching alone per se.
Oh.
I haven't even had any lunch yet, so it's more of a question of a delayed lunch, one might say.
Oh, it's okay. Well, we can still help you with that, of course. What are you planning to eat for lunch? That's another question we like to.
To be honest, I'm not too sure. Probably a sandwich.
Very old, old school, very traditional. Very British, if you don't mind me saying so.
Indeed, yes, yes.
Robert, none of that foreign muck. Good. So, and they don't have electricity in Cornwall, of course, so you can't make anything.
No, that's
basic,
true, yeah.
Basic sandwich. So, Robert, we are able, of course, to induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. Is there anything you'd like to chat about? I mean, obviously people are talking about the football. We can join in with that if you want. I don't know what your chat arena is apt to be.
Well, I think, I mean, if you talk looking at things from the broader point of view of the news, you've got to talk about Brexit, I think, because that's what's really affecting just about everybody in the country at the moment.
Yeah. What do you make of my thought that if we take the England football team and put them in Parliament and then take Parliament, because there can be no work. Think about it, they're all crap at their jobs, right? So if you take the England football team as stands now, right, Hodgson's resigned, Cameron resigned, you put Hodgson in charge of the country, he's the Prime Minister from today, right? Cameron goes to coach an England squad made up of the front bench, the cabinet, right? Who start training, there will be no worse. And then you bring in the football people to run the country.
To be honest, I think that's a very bad idea. I think this country has reached quite a critical stage at the moment where we either fall out of Europe with regards to the EU or we stay in. And I think at the present time, we need to send a team of people out there, like David Cameron's out there at the moment,
yes,
to actually negotiate with the European leaders to deal with the situation properly. As regards to your question, it's an interesting thought.
Yes, it is.
But I don't think the football players will be any better at politics than they are at football.
Well, but they won't be any. Well, no, but they won't be any worse than the politicians.
Yeah,
is my point. And the politicians won't be any worse at football than that shower of people.
Well, I agree with the second point, certainly. I mean, I watched the game last night, and, you know, I mean, after we went ahead, you know, briefly, I thought, well, we're going to do okay here, but at the end of the game, it was obvious that Iceland were better than we were, and we've got to take it on the chin, you know, so.
I find it hard to talk about football because I don't really understand it, but I'm gonna give it a shot now.
Go for it.
I'm gonna give it a shot because I've been
You're
watching.
You're getting better at
I've
it.
I've been watching
as well,
the game,
yeah.
So I've been watching. So here we go. Right, here we go. Here we go, Robert. Here we go with my football talk. Well, look at that. I mean, honestly, you'd think, wouldn't you, that England were in possession of the ball was possessed. They had the possession, didn't they? Is that right? Did they have a possession? They had the possession. Yeah, had possession. A possession, right? Where the ball like turned around 360 degrees, didn't it? And all vomit came out of it,
vomit
possession, isn't it?
Ah, okay, yeah.
She's in here with us, Carlos. She's in here with us, Carlos. Rude word me. Rude word me. The sow is mine. Nah.
It's a possession. England in possession.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my football chat. Anything else?
Well, I mean, I've been following the news on the internet and on the BBC and looking at things. I think with this, it just seems to be a new development every day. So,
yeah.
I think it's a worrying time for British people. But I'd also like to add that, you know, this is just another crisis which, you know, we'll deal with.
The attitude, Robert. That's the correct attitude to come to this with, I think. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of naysayers, Robert, aren't there?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you know, the way the thing's been, it's like, you know, since we've had the vote, you know, it's like we're doomed, you know, Captain Fraser and Dad's Army, we're doomed.
Yes.
But, you know, looking down the line, you know, we will survive and we'll get stronger.
Oh, the Gloria Gaynor approach.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, indeed. We have to believe in ourselves as a country and nothing will come through.
Gloria Gaynor actually has a measure of the world, doesn't she? Because she's, you know... I will survive. Turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. And that's, you know, what people in Newcastle are saying to the Polish.
Similarities with the song, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So. And look, you're back from outer space. And what is that if not a reference to Tim Peake? Robert, she's a soothsayer, Gloria Gaynor, isn't she?
Very relevant.
Robert, thank you very much. You are now inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. I hope we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely. If you'd like to be a member... go away now. If you'd like to be a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, then get in touch via this method, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's an email. It's an old-fashioned email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you too could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, there's the small matter of today's texting, by the way, where you can simply get involved in creating some rubbish puns. Today's texting, where else could we go other than music and politics for today's texting? The mashing together thereof. In the Hadron Collider of ideas, we are firing politics round one side and music round the other until they collide. That's the point of the machine. And create a crap pun. So it's music and politics today, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Aztec Cameron with the band.
Oh, okay,
that's the music. David Cameron's the fourth.
Oh yeah, great. Sorry, I got Aztec Cameron there. I wasn't sure about the politician.
System of an Ashdown. At Talk Radio on Twitter, you can use what hashtag should we use for this?
Politics bands.
Great. So inventive. Take Thatcher. What have you got then?
Chancellor of the ex chubby checker.
Good. Yes.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Everything's gone to pot.
Spandau ballot. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a music, politics band
such as
Black Rod Lace. Rod. Sort of. That's probably half of one.
The Farage Against the Machine. The lines are open for that, for what it's worth. Right, let's do some headline hijacks before we get to 2 o'clock, which is where a winner has to be found. Very simply, you make up a news story and it goes into the news at 2 o'clock. Someone's got to win, and it could well be you, my friend. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. If you're not listening to this bit of the programme, you won't hear this bit where we set it up. And thus, when you get back to your desk or wherever and switch the radio on, you'll hear the news coming out of Victoria. Within that news will be a fib, a fabrication and a fake. to confuse those who don't hear this bit. That is how Headline Hijack works. That's how simple it is. Right, what else have we got coming in here? In lighter news, a horse in Winchester has joined the recent political debate by kicking an immigrant in the face. This has come in from Sarah. Whilst most people have condemned the attack, the horse quipped that he voted nay to the EU before puffing at one of the Polish farm workers. A racist horse in Winchester. So weird. What have you got there?
According to Nigel, not that one. IKEA are running a promotion in which they are replacing everyone who bought a cabinet from them in the past year. The furnishing shop said that new cabinets will be more difficult to put together and are unlikely to be as stable.
Stable. You do find that if someone dismantles your cabinet.
Yeah.
If it self-dismantles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the shadows.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it is difficult to rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. It won't be rebuild. As effective.
I understand that the name... I mean, we won't know till 5 o'clock today who will be running necessarily against Jeremy Corbyn for any Labour leadership contest, but I understand that the front runner at the moment is Alan Key.
Oh, there you are. I'm going to write that one down. Yeah,
that one. Right, who's got their made-up news story in the news? Cornelius, give me a name. Give me an N.
N.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an E.
E.
Now give me the name.
John Paul.
Where's he from? The Vatican.
No, no. No, he's from Cambridge.
Great.
Well done.
John Paul is from Cambridge.
Yep.
He has got his made-up news story into the news, which is next. It's Headline Hijack. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
With a huge choice of new tyres, BlackCircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Listen to the following evidence.
Where'd you learn to drive, you
whippersnapper?
Get yourself to
BlackCircles.com.
And then you can
have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco Club Card points.
You absolute
rapscallion. So, Britain, there you have it. Go to BlackCircles.com to click, fit and save.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron is in Brussels for talks after Brexit. Corbyn faces a vote of no confidence and another golfer pulls out of Rio because of Zika.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron says quitting the EU must not mean Britain turning its back on Europe. He's in Brussels for his last scheduled European Council summit as Prime Minister. The German leader, Angela Merkel's warned that the UK can't expect to keep the privileges of EU membership without the obligations. The PM insists he wants talks to be as constructive as possible.
These countries are our neighbours, our friends, our allies, our partners, and I very much hope we'll seek the closest possible relationship in terms of trade and cooperation and security, because that is good for us and that is good for them.
At an emergency meeting of the European Parliament to discuss last week's vote to leave, Nigel Farage bragged about the result. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has demanded the government starts the formal process of leaving soon. He also had a message for the UKIP leader.
I'm really surprised that you are here. Pleasure. You were fighting for the exit.
The British people voted in favour of the exit. Why are you here?
It comes as more than 40 members of Jeremy Corbyn's front bench have now resigned as Labour MPs are holding a secret ballot on whether they have confidence in him as party leader. A result in the non-binding vote is expected at around 5pm. MP Jamie Reid has told Talk Radio he doesn't have faith in Mr Corbyn.
Not only does he not really want to do the job, and he became an accidental leader in so many ways, but he doesn't have the capability, he doesn't have the empathy, he doesn't have the genuine ability to lead a political party or to form an alternative government or to be our next Prime Minister. These are all critical factors, I think. I think they're prerequisites to do the job. And I think, sadly, Jeremy's fallen short by every measure.
A man who groomed and murdered a 15-year-old girl on Facebook has been found guilty of holding her captive at his home. 28-year-old Luke Harlow has been convicted of falsely imprisoning Kayleigh Hayward in Leicestershire last November. Yesterday, his neighbour Stephen Biedman was found guilty of the same charge, having previously admitted rape and murder. They'll both be sentenced on Friday. A 21-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of trying to kill a policeman in Somerset. It happened when officers wanted to search a man in Weston-super-Mare last night under the Misuse of Drugs Act. Ofsted says three quarters of children's services departments in England are inadequate or require improvement. The watchdog's annual report says weak leadership and overworked staff are partly to blame. The government says nothing is more important than keeping children safe, and it's committed to improving social work. And the world's top golfer, Jason Day, says he won't be competing at the Rio Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. Last week, Rory McIlroy did the same.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain and clouds spreading eastwards across Wales and England, turning heavy in places. Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers will continue across the north with highs of 20 degrees.
I've got a question, right? So that bit of Farage that you were talking about, right? Have you got that, Marta, that clip of the European Parliament, you know, when Farage was mocked, wasn't he, by as you were talking about? I think if we got that clip again. Okay, here we go.
I'm really surprised that you are here. You were fighting for the exit. The British people voted in favour of the exit. Why are you here?
So, right, so they want out of Europe and they're mocking him. Why are they talking to him in English? Right? So, because that's English. So what they should be doing is just talking in French or something that Farage doesn't care to understand, just to sort of exclude him from the whole meeting and just jeering at him in a foreign language. That's what they should be doing.
Maybe you should tell them that.
Well, again, the ideas I've had in the last hour about how to run this country, I don't know why they've not been on the phone, frankly. But that would surely be the thing to do now, is just speak, every time Farage turns up, or Cameron, just speak in French, or Spanish, or German.
But they can wear headsets so it can be translated.
Don't give
so
Farage
one. He will
one.
Be able to hear it.
Don't give him one. And why did he say that? You see, he said Jean-Claude there said it in English. He should have just, bang, different language. Farage would just go home.
Do you know for a fact that
go back to where
Farage
you came from?
Only
say.
Speaks English. Does he speak any other languages?
Well, I don't suppose he's ever bothered. Why would
I
he?
I think he's got a German wife, so perhaps he.
Yeah, but he makes her speak. He forces her.
Well, I can't comment on that.
He'll have no truck with the foreign muck, will he, Farage? Anyway, just another idea that I'm throwing out there in these times of turbulence, Victoria. That's all it is.
Good to hear.
Shall we have some sport? I imagine it involves something European.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Hello, legendary babe. England defender Stuart Pearce says Iceland's football setup has proven superior to England's on and off the pitch. The tiny nation knocked the Three Lions out of Euro 2016 last night. As England's under-21 boss Gareth Southgate continues to be linked with replacing Roy Hodgson, Pearce asks why he wasn't on the bench yesterday as the Icelanders did. And he says it isn't only off the pitch they could teach England some lessons.
The Icelandic players looked as though they were playing as a team. They looked as though they had one or two men within their ranks that were a little bit more well-wise. It's little decisions that erode you, you know, like I've been barking on about the implications of Gareth Southgate not being with the senior setup this summer, you know, when he's got the summer off.
It's understood Liverpool's deal for Southampton attacker Sadio Mane could eventually cost them a club record fee. Nah. He's joined on a long-term deal. We believe it could rise to £36 million. And Andy Murray awaits the winner of Serena Williams and Amra Sadikovic before getting his Wimbledon 2016 campaign underway against fellow Brit Liam Brody. A short time ago, Williams led by a set to love, and it was 1-1 in the second set.
Right.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, UKIP's announced it's continuing the party despite having reached its aim of independence from the EU. Nigel Farage says that the party will now be moving towards its other policies of moving the UK physically further away from the coast of France and also making the channel double in depth.
Thank you very much, Victoria. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon then. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and today on the programme, we are giving you the chance to trigger Article 50. Now, the European Parliament has called for it. David Cameron has given the job to his successor. Boris Johnson doesn't actually want to do it because he never expected his own Leave campaign to win in the first place. So somebody has to trigger Article 50 to get us out of the EU, and it could be you. We have teamed up this afternoon with our friends in the government, and we're offering one lucky listener the opportunity to pull that trigger. You'll be given the secret codes and one of the dual keys that do trigger Article 50, and taken aboard the submarine where it exists. And at a given signal, you and the captain, who has the other key, of course, will launch Article 50 at the EU. It's like the film Crimson Tide, but with Nigel Farage as the increasingly unstable Gene Hackman character. Is it just me, right? As I was saying, I can't understand Farage shouting at the European Parliament, right, this morning, just having a go at them, right? Because Nigel Farage isn't even an MP, so... Right, he's an MEP. So once we leave the EU, he's just unemployed. He's just an unemployed racist old bloke, isn't he? He's not. I mean, he'll have to come back from Brussels and sign on. Bloody people coming from over there, from Europe, taking our benefits. So momentarily, we'll be looking to work experience punditry as Aidan ruins our afternoon with the rubbish music he's brought in to talk about. Before that, though, speaking of music, a lot coming in for today's text-in. This is, of course, politics and music. Ed has been on with Kinoki. Like Kinnicky.
Mm.
But Kinoki. Yvonne Cooper Temple Claws. Nick Berry from, you know, the EastEnders' favourite with his song Every Loser Corbyn's.
Okay.
That's from Gary. Tori Amos. That's from Carl. SNP Diddy from Josh Pinto on Twitter. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
So speaking of music, Aidan's here. Hello, Aidan.
Hello.
That was very camp. Work experience punditry. This is where, of course, we road test the next generation of pundits and broadcasters. The main point being we don't have to pay them. Speaking of which, Aidan, was you, Cornelius, since last you went to Glastonbury last Thursday, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Aidan was you.
Aidan.
He was your understudy. You were like the Thingy who pulled out of that West End show. What's her name?
Sheridan Smith.
If you like. Because, you know, she was drunk or something.
Maybe.
And you were the understudy.
Amazing.
Who came in and did much better than the original.
I was drunk as well.
Yeah, exactly. So you were at Glastonbury, you were in here.
I was in here. Holding things together.
And now you're back.
I'm back. I feel like I haven't seen you in like 20 hours. It's weird.
It has been that.
It's weird.
And now you're back in your rightful home of music reviewing.
Okay, yeah.
What have you got?
You say that tentatively, as if...
Well, yes, because you often bring in stuff by, I don't know, DJ Mjinging or something that I've never heard of and don't know what it is. And, you know, and in the 10 weeks or so you've been doing this, Aidan.
Doesn't he play piano?
There's literally... Who?
All right.
Yeah, fine. There's been no... Racist. There's been no... there's been very little...
Yeah.
Magnum Records or Saxon.
Right.
Or
it's supposed to be new music.
Yeah, it's 2016,
Magnum
John.
Brought out some new music, probably, didn't they? They've not gotten away.
It's 2016, John.
On a storyteller's night. But anyway, what I'm saying is there's been very, very little new wave of British heavy metal.
Right, okay. Shall I integrate that some way into my next review?
Next, maybe, just see what's out there.
New wave British
metal. You know, Tigers of Pantang... Tigers with a Y have released any new material, then I want to know about it.
Okay, look, I'm writing it down in my notebook here. Yeah. Look, for next time, new wave British metal. All
Saxon.
Right. Yeah. I don't know any of these bands.
Okay. Really well, I don't know any of the ones you've
been. Well, look, you're going to know this one.
Excellent.
Okay. The Ghostbusters theme. Now, you know that. You know that, right?
Yes, I'm aware of the Ghostbusters theme.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, in anticipation of the upcoming Ghostbusters film. I don't know when it's out. Is it out sometime in July? I've got a feeling.
Shortly.
It was the most downvoted video. The trailer of the film is the most downvoted video on YouTube.
Oh. Yes, it's awful.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why. It's appalling.
So, okay, so you've made a new Ghostbusters film, right? You want to keep it as fresh and contemporary as possible. It's an update, it's a revamp. That's what revamps are for. Yes. To make old films fresh.
Yes.
Okay? So the artist you'd want for a fresh... contemporary theme tune are Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott. So here we go. Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott with the Ghostbusters theme.
I think I speak for the nation when I say, what the F word Christ was that? Okay. I mean, that was just... I mean, Fall Out Boy, fine.
Yeah, right.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But then what was Missy Elliott doing?
And so Missy Elliott was spitting bars, I believe the phrase is, John.
What they call that?
That's
now?
What they call. So basically,
when did that get invented? When did that start being called?
Yeah, it's rapping.
It's rapping.
Well, call it that then.
Okay, so
it's
fine.
Rapping.
Fall Out Boy.
Good one.
I mean, to be fair, like the Fall Out Boy bit of the song is actually all right. It's not terrible. It's just 2003 Fall Out Boy. That's fine.
Which I have no problem with.
No, exactly. And they're good at what they do. Whatever.
Yeah.
The juxtaposition of Missy Elliott's bars in the middle. I mean, that is pretty much all she does in the song. And it's just utterly bizarre. I don't know what they're thinking. The song, as a whole, is fairly meh. Go on.
Well, it's a metaphor for the film, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what's happened, because the film's dreadful. and so it stands to reason that that song is as well.
So, there you go. That's the new Ghostbusters theme.
Do you know who wrote the Ghostbusters theme?
I don't.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
I don't. I have to say, I'm ignorant of that fact.
It was Huey Lewis.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Of the news?
Yes. He was going to do... I think that's right. He was going to record it first, then decided he didn't want to, which is why they got Ray Parker Jr. in.
Right.
But they forgot to credit Huey Lewis, and so Huey Lewis sued... And gets all the money from the Ghostbusters thing. Yeah.
So he wrote it, but then Ray Parker Jr. performed it.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting fact.
I think that's true.
There we go. The new Ghostbusters theme, it does not bode well for the film. Have you seen the film?
Yes.
You have actually seen the film?
Yes, it's rubbish.
Really? Is it as in really terrible?
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, okay.
Because it was so good, the first one.
It was amazing.
You know what I mean? When you first saw that, you just went, it changed special effects. I remember the trailer and watching it as a kid, and then, you know, you go, I'm actually seeing what look like real ghosts on screen here. This is incredible.
Yeah.
And
then you also had the snappy humour, which appealed to both adults and children. And it was a great family entertainment movie.
Yes.
Okay, well, so here's another theme tune for a film with Sia and Diplo. Okay. So Sia, we've had Sia before actually. I reviewed week I was here. I reviewed a video.
Yes, but I've wiped it from my mind.
Okay, so Sia
and who?
Diplo.
Is that sort of that big Lego?
No. It's Diplo is a producer.
Right. Oh, he's the one that performs with Doklas.
Yes. and Sia is an Australian singer.
And Dinosaur Jr.
And this song features Sia.
What? This song features Sia, yes.
Which is ironic, because you can't see her features.
Why?
That's because she has hair.
Oh, yeah.
It grows over her face.
I thought that was a bad joke. But actually, that is a very good joke, actually. Yeah, that is a very good joke.
It features Sia, and you can't see her features.
She's got hair over her, grows over her face. Well, yeah, like one of those people from the 19th century with a disease. Like those sort of wolf boys you used to find in French forests.
She's got like a really long fringe, and it kind of covers her eyes, yeah, like that. And it's split black and white.
Right. Well. Is she a lycanthrope?
A what?
A lycanthrope.
A werewolf?
Yes.
I think, is it actually lycan? Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Lycanthropy, isn't it, I think?
Lycanthropy.
Lycanthropy. No, she's not. She's just an Australian singer who appears on this track.
But why is she hairy? I don't understand.
Because it's like part of the image.
Is she a bearded lady from Victorian sideshow?
Con's going to get a picture up for you. Here we are.
There you go.
This is for the nature of radio.
That's her.
She looks like something out of Michael Bentine's Potty Time. You won't even know what that is.
No, I don't.
You don't know what that is. If you get right now, Google Michael Bentine's Potty Time, right? And I promise you, right, that's what she looks like.
I don't know what Michael Bentine...
Just put Michael Bentine's Potty Time. It. Michael Bentine's one of the goons, and he had a programme... See? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And he had a programme called Potty Time. Google it, kids. in the 70s or something, where it was little animated characters. And she looks like that. Anyway, okay. We're not going to listen to a clip of it now, because we're going to the adverts.
Okay, fine.
But we are going to come back with a clip of... Dinosaur... What's his name?
Diplo and Sia.
DJ Diplodocus.
And Sia, with Waving Goodbye. There we go.
Great. And what else are we going to be talking about?
We've got...
Just to give people a chance to switch off.
Miguel and a kind of a hardcore punk band called Knots, which I think you'll love.
Great. Right, Aidan's with us. He's work experience punditry. We're talking music. We'll be back to do more of it after this.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Van Buster, now on. 600 by 1000 mil Qdox double panel radiator, just £35. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the Western Bypass in Gateshead because of work around the Lobley Hill interchange. There's still a queue on Greater Manchester's westbound M62 after earlier problems near to 19 at Haywood. A caravan's turned over on the M6 south near Stafford. All three lanes are blocked 14 to 13. You're getting past the scene using the hard shoulder. Very slow on the approach. Gloucestershire's A417 through Bromsborough Heath around junction 2 of the M50 still closed for accident investigation work. And there's delays in the Pembrey area of Kent for the A21 Pembrey Road north towards the exit for Tunbridge Wells caused by a breakdown. I'm Jarena Adams.
Vinny, talk to me. The shipment's in, yeah? World-class blades, I hear ya. What's the deal? As many as they need. Discreet delivery. Okay, I'll pass on the message.
Get in on the deal. World-class blades, delivered to your door at no extra cost.
To start saving, see gillette.co.uk/club for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed, we'll be talking to Aidan momentarily about that music that he likes. And but first, your reactions, of course. It's Talk Radio, it's home of reactions. A lot coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Go on, Aidan.
Start your messages anyway, John.
Thank you.
Did you miss doing that?
Yeah, that's what he's been doing that.
Yeah?
There was a moment when there was a... Yeah, okay, no, I won't.
Okay.
All right. I keep getting scared every time John says it because I don't want to say it.
Hairdresser. Yeah. Hairdresser asks, where are you going away this year? And thanks, Danny, very much for your question. To answer it, I don't agree with any of her opinions, and working with her is an absolute nightmare.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. Also a lot coming in for today's texting, which, of course, is politics and music. Josie's been on. Good afternoon, Josie. With My Chemical Govermance. My Chemical Govermance. What she's done, she's got My Chemical Romance, is the music part of that, and she's put Michael Gove. That's good. My Chemical Govermance. That might be the best one. On a similar note, Ed correctly says, Gove will tear us apart. What's this? Frankie goes to Holyrood, of course, has come in. Carl, hashtag politics fans. Keep those coming in as well. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So then, here we are with work experience punditry, where a man, boy child, called Aidan comes in to do work experience of music reviewing. He is the next generation of pundit on the radio. And this is where he reviews the music. We've already talked about, what did we talk about first?
The new Ghostbusters thing.
That's right. And then we talked about
Sia.
Sia.
And Diplo.
Diplo Sia.
They've got a new song as well.
Yes.
Right, okay. So Nicholas Windig Refn. The Scandinavian director.
Yes.
Hyper-violent fella.
Yeah.
He's got a new album. Got a new album out. Got a new film out. Neon Demon. And in conjunction with the release of the film, they also released the soundtrack album.
Yes.
The lead single of which is Waving Goodbye. Here's a clip. There we are. See you in Diplo. Waving goodbye. No?
Well, I mean, it was inoffensive. It didn't...
Exactly. So,
it didn't really do anything.
I mean, you've got Cecilia, who's got a great voice. She does write some of her own tunes on some of her recent albums, so she's a good songwriter.
Yes.
And Diplo, he's a great producer. He's produced a lot of good stuff. And kind of matching those two together, you're going to get a decent pop song, which is what this is. You've got really good glossy production, you got your clattering beats, your booming bass, and I think it's just a perfectly, as you say, inoffensive pop tune.
Yes.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay, and when's this is from the film, as you say? This is a film special, as we did Ghostbusters as well.
No, it's just they just happened to come out around about the same time. I think the Neon Demon is out now.
Right.
And the Ghostbusters is soon to be released.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah. Is this Diplo, does he, what else does he produce?
So he's got a Skrillex, another...
I know of Skrillex.
Right, they've got a production duo called Jack U, or they released an EP called Jack U.
Jack U.
Jack Yabardi.
I think that's what they were called.
That's what they're called as well. Yeah,
because it's Jack Justin Bieber song.
Jack Yabardi. Exactly. Yeah.
Jack Yabardi.
And Diplo also is in Major Lazer as well. He's one half of Major Lazer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, who do sort of the dancehall reggae inspired stuff, which is also very, very good. And yes, he's a producer in his own right. He's produced for loads of people actually. Mm. Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, all kinds of pop acts.
Sorry, you lost me at Major Lazer.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, fine.
Do you have another tune?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Miguel, Come Through and Chill. That's the name of the song, and we've got a clip.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked it. By the way, just got in town, and I won't let cumulus clouds all in the sky ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since we
have you brought anything good? Oh, come on. You did not like that.
No, I did not like that.
Did you, Con, did you like it?
It was awful.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not really my thing, but...
I'm trying. I'm really trying hard to...
Were there any guitars in it?
That was a guitar.
Yeah, there were guitars in it, John.
Were there any proper guitars in it? Such as the one sported by ZZ Top at Glastonbury.
Do you mean big, roaring... British new wave metal guitar solos, is that what you mean?
New wave of British, goddammit.
Yeah.
None of the foreign muck.
Brexit new wave.
Yeah, that's what
we want.
That's the future.
Okay, so, Miguel, right?
Yeah.
He released an album last year called Wild Heart, which is actually very, very good. I don't care what you're saying, it was very, very
okay,
good.
Okay, fine.
and it was had this kind of fairly rough and ready production style, but it kind of suited the song. This was a lot more glossy, a lot more clean, and it was produced by a guy called Salaam Remy, who actually produced a lot of Amy Winehouse's material, a lot of her first album, I believe, and some of her second album.
Right.
So you've kind of got the very kind of clean bass, that guitar sound, which is throughout the whole Amy Winehouse thing. That is the Amy Winehouse guitar sound, and I think it's kind of it's a slow burn of a tune. It doesn't really change much.
In
that
you want
the song.
To set fire to it.
It doesn't really change much throughout the duration of the track, but I just think it's quite a nice, moody R&B soul piece. It's kind of quite retro in its production style. I like his voice. I think he's got a fantastic voice, very much kind of akin to Frank Ocean, another very good R&B singer who's kind of gone away for a while.
I'm aware of his finance.
What? His finance?
Ocean Finance. Seen an advert.
So yeah, I like the tune, even if no one else did.
Yes, and that is the case. So... What final one have you got?
Do you want another reveal? Do you want some news? I got some news. Do you want some news?
Well, you promised me a punk thing.
Do you want to? Yeah. Okay. So this band is called Knots. I kind of just wanted this just to see what you thought of it. Really,
oh, fine.
Because I think you're probably going to hate it, but doesn't really matter. So they have a track out called Entertain Me.
Yes.
Not a Robbie Williams cover. And here we go.
I mean, I wouldn't play it at a dinner party.
Or a wedding.
But it's better than Miguel.
Yes, him.
Or Sia and Diplo.
Well, yes. Okay. So this, I mean, it's 7 minutes long, that track. Right. And it's pretty much just that for 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's too much.
And it's just essentially just kind of like this aggressive jam. The lead singer of the band claims that
I wonder what that tastes like, honestly. The Women's Institute could be persuaded to make some of that. Quite angry preserve.
The lead singer of the band claims that song is about the different facets of the grotesque horror show going on in American politics, directly referencing, of course, Donald Trump and his rise to power. But I don't really get this whole modern punk thing, because when it was originally started, obviously I wasn't around, but the idea was that it wasn't really about the music. The music was kind of very much DIY. It was more about what the music was saying, rather than about the kind of the symbolism of it. So now I kind of feel like that's a little bit irrelevant, and the whole point of this kind of very kind of ad hoc kind of jam style of music where there's not really much musicianship going on, not really much instrumentation. A little bit lazy, I find.
Right.
So it's not for me. But it's 7 minutes and it's long and angry, and if people are into that kind of thing, I'm sure they'll love it.
Aggressive jam.
Did
you listen to all 7 minutes?
I did, actually. Good. I have to say. Yeah. Well, I had to because it's a music review. I need to be
informed.
Three
times. Yeah. Did you listen to it three times over?
Just twice.
Why?
Not very thorough, is it?
Good. So, Aidan, thank you.
Thank you.
What was your music news, very quickly?
Music news, Aerosmith are splitting up.
What? What? Hang on, what? What the hell?
Aerosmith breaking up after 46 years.
What are you talking about? Why do you lead with that?
Because it's Aerosmith.
Now you're talking. Have we got a clip of Aerosmith?
We haven't got a clip of
What's
Aerosmith.
Wrong with you?
For me, the news there that Aerosmith were back together.
What do you
we're
mean?
Still, we're Aerosmith still going. Are still together.
I know.
Come on!
Oh, we have to do real news.
Unbelievable. That's the news. Forget Brexit. This is Smith's it.
I'm sorry, John.
Thanks, Aidan.
Sorry.
Aidan's there with the music news and the music reviews for work experience punditry. In the next bit, we will be going out onto the streets. I can't believe it. Out onto the streets to find out what the people think. We will be looking to a diversity paper review, the big debate at 3, and a roundup of lazy PR and a game of banned or children's book. And Victoria, clearing her throat, has the news.
Talk Radio.
First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has told the Scottish Parliament that the voice of Scotland will be heard following the UK-wide vote to leave the EU. A council of experts is being set up to provide advice on how best to keep Scotland within the EU after people there voted in favour of Remain. Ms Sturgeon insists she's listening to voters.
Based on the very clear result in Scotland, if we were to be removed from the EU, it would be against the will of our people. That would be democratically unacceptable. It is for that reason that I have said that everything must be on the table to protect our place in Europe, including a second independence referendum.
David Cameron has arrived for talks in Brussels, saying he wants to seek the closest possible relationship within the European Union. Today's European Council summit is his first since the referendum and his last as Prime Minister. The Council's president says a split should be started as soon as possible. But Donald Tusk says because of European treaties, it's down to the UK government to decide when its legal proceedings begin. Meanwhile, at the European Parliament, Nigel Farage has been booed for saying the EU's in denial. He was asked, why are you here? By one of the most senior members of the European Union. Elsewhere, a man whose neighbour raped and murdered a 15-year-old girl has been found guilty of holding her captive. The pair from Leicestershire will be sentenced on Friday over Kayleigh Hayward's kidnapping and death in November. And another British player is out of Wimbledon, Ali Ashbedinay, who's ranked number 2 in Britain, is the 7th to fall at the first round. Andy Murray plays Liam Brody later in an all-British clash. The weather, rain and clouds spreading eastwards across Wales and England, turning heavy in places. Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers will continue across the north, highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. It's 25 minutes or thereabouts to 3 o'clock, and momentarily we will be going out on the streets on your behalf to find out what the people think.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Some of your reactions are coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Good afternoon, Wolfie. Wolfie's texted in just to say he's just tuned into the show for the first time. Absolutely loves it. Thinks it's the best
thanks,
thing
Wolfie.
He's heard
especially
on the radio.
Loves- the people who laugh.
Yes, commented on that especially, hasn't he? Absolutely, thinks the show's the best thing he's heard on the radio. Mm. So, what have you got coming in, Courtney?
Lots coming in. Australia have a point system, and to that I say, yeah, and they're all racist. And tonight has been really great, but I'm flying back to Canada tomorrow. That's come from a girl I met at Glastonbury who said that at 7 in the morning on Sunday.
Well, let's dwell on this for a moment, because...
So you went to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Yes, and kissed a girl.
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah.
Right. And so this was the last night.
The last night.
Yeah. And it, the Glastonbury with its sort of romantic sunrises.
It's very much.
So you met this girl. That. Where? And do tell the story. I mean,
so I just met her.
We've got a little bit of time.
She was on her own, and I said, "Would you like to join me and my friends?" At which point, my friends did the best thing ever and disappeared.
Yes.
And then so we just ran around the campsite for a good few hours.
You ran around the campsite.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's too muddy, but you know. Walked around and had a bloody lovely evening.
Did you?
And I was thinking, oh, you're nice, aren't you? Yeah. What do you do? Oh, I'm a nurse. Wow, where do you live? Canada. I fly back tomorrow.
Right. You know, now you told me earlier that you met her in a bar with no lights.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
So it was in the middle of the night. So.
Yes. And you did say you were nervous about it getting light because then she'd see your face.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I didn't realise it until it started to get to about 5, 6 in the morning. It started getting bright. I'm just thinking, I haven't had a shower for 6 days or a shave or anything. Yeah. I have no idea what I look like.
Yes.
But it didn't seem to be a problem.
No. Well, you should have just grown your hair over your face like that. Sia, whatever her name is.
Sia. Yeah.
And funnily enough, let's work out the timeline here. So when the light came up, the beautiful Glastonbury light over the tour, over the site and everything else, and she hadn't seen your face all night, it was at that point she said, I live in Canada and I'm flying back there tomorrow. When in actual fact, she lives in Reading.
No, she had an accent.
Yeah, she was putting on.
Well, no, but that would have required a lot of preparation because, like, we did speak at the start and she had that accent then.
Yes. I'm just saying, you know.
She's not lying.
It might have been the equivalent of, you know, waking up the next morning and rolling over going, oh, God, what did I do? Right? But in tent form.
Well, how do you explain the fact that she doesn't have a mobile phone or number? Because it's because she's from Canada.
That's right. Or bother to give you a surname.
No. That's a bit odd.
Or any way of contacting her, finding her, being in touch with her ever again.
In the fight, I basically tattooed my number onto her arm with a Sharpie permanent marker.
Yes.
She just must have rubbed off in the no showers they have there.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
So odd.
And that's the only thing that has been rubbed off and will be, given that you'll never see her again. Anyway, with that tale of love from Glastonbury, let's go out onto the streets because this is where we find out what the people think. The streets, of course, are often teeming with, well, depends where you go in the country. We've seen a lot of vox pops on the news over the last few days, of course. Those from the north appear just to be racists. those from the south, not so much, but a bit. That's what we've seen. But the people we found on the streets simply have to give us their opinion. They have to tell us what the people think. Today, do the people think corks or aeroplanes?
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
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 Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
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 Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
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 Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
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 Corks.
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 Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
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 Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Corks.
Aeroplanes.
Corks.
Corks.
And there you have it. That's the mood of the nation, as taken this morning by the talk radio pollsters who have been out on the streets finding out whether the people think corks or aeroplanes. But what do you think? Do you think corks? Or do you think aeroplanes? Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word corks or the word aeroplanes.
Diversity paper review on the way next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the Western Bypass in Gateshead because of work around the Lobley Hill interchange. There's still a queue on Greater Manchester's westbound M62 after earlier problems near to 19 at Haywood. A caravan's turned over on the M6 South near Stafford. All three lanes are blocked 14 to 13. You're getting past the scene using the hard shoulder. Very slow on the approach. Gloucestershire's A417 through Bromsborough Heath around Junction 2 of the M50 still closed for accident investigation work. And there's delays in the Pembrey area of Kent for the A21 Pembrey Road North towards the exit for Tunbridge Wells caused by a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoon. Oh, you know, I don't know if you've seen any of the news, because there's been a lot of news and it's still happening now. I've just had a quick look and the news is ongoing. But the thing is, it hasn't got any, it's still quite complicated, the news. And I know you're having problems, Cornelius, aren't you?
Oh, John.
Yes.
Can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because what we like to do is make the news easier to understand. We simplify it down by breaking it to its component part, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. That's what happens if you start to unravel the news. You end up with... it's like when, you know, if you unravel a golf ball and you smash open a golf ball and you get down to the middle of it and it's just kind of a bit of rubber, really. Banded sort of thing. It's like that with the news, but instead of the rubber banded thing, it's Japanese poetry, if you take the news apart. Mm. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, and I find that the optimum way to explain the news in haikus.
Everyone resigning, so I'm quitting this haiku before it's fin.
The news in haikus. Let's look at the papers with the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, it's the Diversity Paper Review. We are the most diverse programme in, I'm going to say, world broadcasting, because we do a paper review, so, John, so does everyone. Yeah, but they don't have a different diversity each day doing it, do they, in order to tick a load of boxes? No, they do not. But we do, because that's what Lenny Henry wants. Today we welcome back Diversity Paper Reviewer Mark, who is a...
brown
one. Yeah. So welcome to you, Mark. What's in the papers today?
There's a story that caught my eye in the Daily Mail. You might have heard Julie talk about this as well, actually. A low-cut top could help you land a job.
Right.
If you turn up for a job interview with a low-cut top,
yes,
you're more likely to get it than if you don't.
Is this men and women?
Apparently, it's just men. Just women.
Yes.
Doesn't work so well with men. I've tried this before. I've actually turned up for a job topless.
Yes.
And I didn't get it.
No. Well, you see, had the job been male stripper, then surely it's an advantage, isn't it? I mean, it depends what the job is. But that's, I mean, presumably then these are, and let's go down that sexist route if they are, women being interviewed by men.
Presumably. This is actually a study that was conducted in France by the Sorbonne University.
Yes.
So it's like quite a, you know, it's a legit study. So, yeah, presumably they're all being interviewed by men. It doesn't actually say.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you turn up for an interview, if you are a woman going for an interview and you think, well, this is going to help my chance of getting the job, and you turn up with a I don't know, is it an inappropriate top? I don't know, but a top that perhaps shows more than a workplace would ordinarily be happy with. And then you are thus met by a panel of women who aren't necessarily going to treat it in the same way as a sexist man would.
No.
Then it's not going to do you any favours, is it?
No, it's
so
not.
So it's a gamble.
I mean, I've got great abs, and I quite frequently get them out during job interviews. But normally, whoever's interviewing me just feels a bit intimidated by them.
Well, I see that would put them off, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but... the problem, I don't think it's fair, Mark, because, you know, you're not the only culprit here, but there are some people around here, right, who, men I'm talking about, who do show arse cleavage, right, in a builder's sort of a way.
I do.
But nobody objects to that in the same way as they do with women's cleavage. I don't know why men's arse cleavage isn't, why don't women find that sexy?
I have been known to get it out.
Yeah.
A bit more than it should be at. But I've normally found that flashing it at the right time can get the right doors open for me.
That's right.
So that's why I continue to do it.
Squirt a bit of perfume down there, like a woman with the front cleavage. I mean, let's take a woman's perspective. We're men in here, so this sounds like it's very sexist. So let's take a woman's perspective. And in the absence of one of those, let's ask Cass. Cass, as podcasts, as regular listeners will know, is our cheery ray of sunshine through the glass. She's the assistant producer. Here she is.
Yes.
You're a lady on certain days.
Don't be rude.
Okay. And I just wonder what you make of this story. That's all, in an honest way. Is it something you would approve of to get a job if a woman turned up with cleavage or not?
Do you think I got this job because of my cheery demeanour?
She's got a point, actually, isn't she? Yeah. Yeah. So who did you have to flash them to in order to get the job, Cass, is what I'm asking.
Denny and Laurie.
Denny and Laurie. Yeah. They're very shallow, aren't they?
Well, they flashed it back, so it's fine.
Yeah. And what do you make of a man... If I were to show you my bum cleavage now, right, in a sort of, you know, way...
You're not trying to chat me up, are you, so don't do it.
Well, no, of course I'm not trying to chat you up. I mean, that's an horrific thought. But what I mean, if you were interviewing a man and he turned up, right, to get the job, mm-hmm. right, and like you, he hadn't got a cheery demeanour, mm-hmm. right, maybe he turned around to show you the crack at the top of his arse in order to try and persuade you that he should get the job, is right. it something as that you'd accept? Would you be happy with that?
No.
Right. For why?
Because it's airy and horrible.
Yeah, but some women aren't. Oh, no. Anyway, so that was Ask Broadcast Through the Glass. And her opinion on that rather sexist story. So what do we make of it? Are people still doing it? It's a problem? What's the outcome of this?
I don't really know what the outcome is. Maybe it's a piece of advice for listeners. Maybe it's something you should be upset about. No. I don't have cleavage to or top cleavage.
Yeah.
Well, I do little.
Ginger producer Dave occasionally turns up
with his chest out.
And side moob.
Yeah.
I mean, he wore a vest the other day, inappropriately. Yeah. And you could see side moob. And
yeah, no. Maybe some women find that attractive.
I don't know.
That's probably a thing. The internet is vast. There's probably people out there who love that.
Yeah, that's how he lures students
Ginger Dave's
in.
Probably big yeah. in that world.
I don't know. It's a bit weird. Anyway, okay, good debate, everyone. Next.
Right, so obviously we had Brexit on Friday.
What? Sorry, I've been away. What?
You got a Phil Cornelius.
Yeah.
While you were in Glastonbury,
yeah.
We left Europe. Or the EU.
Oh, okay. Can't imagine any major consequences of
that. No, it's all gone fine.
Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the Red Tops is reporting a wave of horrific abuse.
Yes.
This is something that was on Twitter. It was called, I think, hashtag post-Brexit racism.
Right.
Mm.
And the way this particular paper has decided to cover it is by printing the tweets of a number of celebrities and their thoughts on it.
See, that, again, is the laziest journalism, isn't it? Just printing celebrities' thoughts. So this is celebrities' thoughts on post-Brexit racism.
Kit Harington, it's a sad day personally because we have left EU.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. He plays Jon Snow again.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought it was just talking about to Channel 4 News.
No.
Eureka Johnson, make it known how proud we are of migrants. I quite like that, actually.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know when the ethnics, the diversities do something, and they're like, why are the diversities standing up and speaking out about this? I'd like to see more, quote-unquote, indigenous English people speaking out about post-Brexit racism.
Like Ulrika Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's a migrant, isn't she?
Or
daughter of migrants. Yeah. So she wants, you know.
Yeah.
Matt Lucas, recession is coming, better wrap up warm.
And they've bothered putting that in the paper, have they?
Yeah, yeah. This is my favourite one. Great. Little Mix, collectively.
Yes.
Awful news to wake up to. What have we done, Britain? I hope in years to come I can say I was wrong.
And when the views of Little Mix are being reported as news, one realises we should just all quit. We should all just resign. By the way, people going for the shadow leadership today.
Yeah.
Right. So, do we know who's in the frame for this yet? I mean, no names have been...
No.
I don't think there's any names left.
For they've all resigned.
Yeah.
But whoever it is, and ditto, really, for Cameron's job, because that's in the next couple of days as well, isn't it? But, you know, that might be a time to show cleavage, going for that interview. So, you know, I don't know, Michael Gove wants to go in the running for Prime Minister, right? Bit of cleavage, Michael. We know it works.
It's
just helpful.
It's proven in France as well, ironically.
Helpful suggestions there.
Yeah.
Boris, get the cleavage out.
Yeah.
Just poke out the top.
Yeah, poke it.
Poke it out. Niall Horan's had his say on Brexit as well.
I don't know what that is.
And Niall Horan, he's in One Direction.
Okay.
It's a sad day. The economic impact that this is going to have is definitely going to make those voters regret their decision. Because he knows a lot about economics. I'm not saying his, you know, it's good to have an opinion.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a bit ridiculous that the papers...
We've scraped a barrel of sorts when we're asking those people their opinion. That said, you know, they probably know as much as anyone else seems to at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was saying earlier, what you have to do is, and if you take the England team, right, and just swap them with Parliament at the moment, nobody can make a hash of the other person's job more than they're making a hash of it anyway. So you take Hodgson, resigned, put him in the job of Prime Minister, who's resigned, put him in charge of England, make the England squad up of front bench ministers, cross-party, and then move the football people into Parliament just to see, you know, Wayne Rooney could be Minister for Elderly Prostitutes or something.
Who do you have playing up front for the
Minister of State of Pensions?
Yeah. There you go. Very good. Well, we don't... Obviously, Joe Hart, not Chancellor.
No.
Because he can't save.
That's good.
Thanks.
Like that.
Great. So, anything else in the papers?
There's... I just saw this and I thought I'd got to mention it. I love birds.
I love birds, mate.
I love birds.
I love birds, mate.
And,
I don't think when I turn up for those interviews... What?
I quite frequently get dressed up myself. So this next item in the paper, page 22 of The Sun, might really appeal to me.
Yes.
Because there's been some fashion show and designer Tom Brown has made loads of people dress up as parrots. And this is fashion now.
Parrot fashion.
Parrot fashion. Yeah. That's the headline.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, wow. They look quite smart, though.
See, well, for a start, right?
Yeah.
You've put a parrot there on a catwalk, and that's asking for trouble, right? Secondly, secondly, that is genuinely a man dressed as a parrot, and like every fashion on a catwalk, that's not going to hit the high street, is it?
No, I don't get fashion on catwalks at all, because you see pictures like this of items of clothing I'd love to wear, but they just don't have them in Topman.
No.
Or Primark, or anywhere else.
It doesn't
else.
Make it down to the high street, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't. If they start selling this in the high street, I'd instruct my mum and girlfriend, who still buy all my clothes, to go out and get me that kind of thing, but they can't.
Does your mum still buy your clothes?
No, I buy all my own clothes.
Yeah, that's a bit obvious. But Rich has just been in on, by the way. So we were talking earlier, Mark, about Cornelius at Glastonbury, where he kissed a girl.
And in love with a girl.
And he thinks she liked it, but then when the lights came on, she told him she lived in Canada and was flying back there the day after, and didn't oddly give him her number or surname. Cornelius, glad your lessons that you had from your mum teaching you how to French kiss have paid off, says
Richard. Yeah, very good.
Cornelius's mum taught him how to French kiss on a date once. No, he didn't want a date with her, let's be clear. She walked into the bus stop.
When you say let's be clear.
I taught him how to French kiss as he was getting on the bus to the date, not during the date. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Mark.
I have one question before I leave.
Oh, yes.
Did the date lead to a French kiss in the end, or was all that learning for nothing?
What date?
The date that you went on after your mum had taught you.
Oh, so the fictional
kiss.
One. I don't know. Ask John. It's his fantasy.
He did. He did kiss her. Yeah. He did kiss the date. Yeah.
Cheers, John.
Yeah. But again, like this one, no surname, no number, no nothing. Anyway, Mark, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The big debate's coming. It's Talk Radio. The big debate's coming next. There will also be a week's worth of lazy PR. And here's the thing. You can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb within the next hour. You can win it. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And you can win that in a game today of band or title of children's book. If you'd like to play... Now is the time to register your interest. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Put that on there, and we will call you back. It's Talk Radio on a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about making your money go further. It's about searching over 18,000 cars and finding out you can afford more than you think. It's about the savings you make every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tires at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. Blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It so is. I'm John Holmes, and it's 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Farage is booed by MEPs after Brexit vote. Sturgeon insists Scotland's voice will be heard, and the support for Johnny Depp from a former fiancé.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron has called on EU leaders to take a constructive approach to negotiations with the next Prime Minister over Britain's future with the EU. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has demanded the government starts the formal process of leaving soon, but it's expected the PM will resist that pressure. Nigel Farage was booed and heckled by some other MEPs this morning.
I totally agree, Mr. Juncker, that the British people have voted. We need to make sure that it happens. But what I would like to see is a grown-up and sensible attitude to how we negotiate a different relationship.
It comes as Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the Scottish Parliament must be involved as Westminster gets a grip following the vote to leave the European Union.
There cannot be 3 months of drift now while both the government and main opposition parties at Westminster immerse themselves in eternal elections. That would compound the difficult situation we are already facing and risk even more damage to our economy.
She's seeking cross-party backing from MSPs so talks can take place aimed at protecting Scotland's place in the European Union. 62% of people there voted to remain in the EU. It comes as the Archbishop of Canterbury's condemned fears of a rise of what he's called hate-filled attacks. Justin Welby says some people are using the result as a sham for their hatred to be expressed. One of Jeremy Corbyn's closest allies has warned a vote of no confidence by Labour MPs will have no meaning. The newly appointed Shadow Health Secretary Diane Abbott says a full leadership challenge will have to be mounted if they want to get rid of Mr. Corbyn. But MP Yvette Cooper thinks it's time for him to go.
Jeremy did not show that he had any of the campaigning zeal that our party needs in a tough fight. And he is losing us Labour support across the country. So I hope he does the right thing and stands down swiftly.
The results are expected in around 2 hours' time. Elsewhere, a man's been found guilty of holding a teenage girl captive before she was raped and murdered by his neighbour. 28-year-old Luke Harlow and 29-year-old Stephen Biedman will be sentenced on Friday. 15-year-old Kaylee Hayward was groomed on Facebook for around 2 weeks by Harlow before she was killed in Leicestershire in November last year. An indecent assault trial against ex-celebrity publicist Max Clifford has heard a woman made up the claims for money. The woman, who says that's not true, has told the court she thought he was going to kill her when he allegedly forced her to perform a sex act on him in the early 80s. The 73-year-old denies assaulting a 17-year-old girl at his London office. And the actress Winona Ryder says Johnny Depp was never abusive during their relationship. The actor's estranged wife, Amber Heard, has accused him of domestic violence. Winona, who was engaged to him in the early 90s, insists he was a loving and caring guy.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain and clouds spreading eastwards across Wales and England, turning heavy in places. Sunny spells and scattered heavy showers will continue across the north with highs of 20 degrees.
Mm. Thanks, Victoria. So we haven't actually got... We were talking about Cornelius, who... and I don't know how to break this to you, but he did apparently kiss a girl at Glastonbury.
That's fine.
And I wonder whether... I wonder how you feel about that. Given you two went together.
We didn't go together.
And, you know...
We did.
Shared
no, we didn't.
A tent.
We didn't share a tent. He didn't... I saw his tent, but he didn't go anywhere near mine.
You did see my tent.
Mm. Yeah.
So he showed you his tent. But you didn't reciprocate. That's just plain rude.
Yeah.
I mean, if he shows you his...
No.
You should have at least...
No.
...shown him yours.
Definitely not.
How big is your tent?
It's massive.
I mean, how many... What man tent is it?
It's a four-man tent. Yeah, and it's purple and flowery, and it's so big you can stand up inside.
That's what I'd heard. It's
no.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. No. Oh, yeah, it's a sport, isn't it? Toby's got the sport. Live, and I'm not making this, they are renovating TalkSport Studio at the moment. So Toby, he's got the sport live from where they're renovating TalkSport Studio.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Andy Murray has begun his Wimbledon campaign after a successful start for defending women's champion Serena Williams, who's through to the second round after a straight sets win over Amra Sedikovic. A short time ago, Murray was 2-love up with a break in the first set against fellow Brit Liam Brody. As we await Roy Hodgson's verdict on his third woeful major tournament as England manager, a legendary former player has told TalkSport the FA must learn lessons from Iceland. Gareth Southgate is the favourite to replace Hodgson after the last 16 exit of the Euros. Stuart Pearce says if the under 21 boss is the man, he should have been with the team this summer, just like I think. And Liverpool have signed Sadio Mane from Southampton for what could turn out to be a club record fee. The Senegalese have signed a long-term contract with Belgium. That's it.
That's the sport there with Toby live from, well, from the TalkSport studio, but they are renovating it. And sadly, we don't have a spare, so he had to do it from there. It's 3:05.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yes, Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And this afternoon, we are giving you the opportunity. It's a chance to trigger Article 50. Now, the European Parliament has called for it. David Cameron has given the job to his successor. Boris Johnson doesn't actually want to do it because he never expected his own Leave campaign to win in the first place. So somebody has to trigger Article 50, and it could be you. We've teamed up. Talk Radio has teamed up with our friends, the government, and we're offering one lucky listener the opportunity to pull that trigger. Now, you will be given the secret codes. You will be given one of the dual keys that triggers Article 50. You will be taken aboard the submarine where Article 50 is kept, and at a given signal, you and the captain, who's got the other key, will launch Article 50 at the EU. It's like the film Crimson Tide, but with Nigel Farage as the increasingly unstable Gene Hackman character. We were saying earlier, by the way, it's quite odd that Nigel Farage is currently shouting, certainly has been this morning, shouting at the European Parliament, given that Nigel Farage isn't even an MP. He's an MEP, so once we leave the EU, he's just an unemployed racist old bloke. So, you know, it'll be back from Brussels and signing on. Bloody Farage coming over here from Europe, taking our benefits.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So you're listening to Talk Radio. The big story, of course, that everybody is talking about. Well, let's be honest. It is Brexit. It's still what's happening in the European Parliament. It's still what's going on. And the latest quote this afternoon. Well, we know that there will be a leadership no vote in Labour by 5 o'clock in a couple of hours. We know that there will be a new Prime Minister before the next couple of months are out. And the quote from David Cameron, he is still, though, assures the country, he, with George Osborne, they're both working day and night to shore up the country's finances, to reassure us, working day and night on behalf of the country, despite it all going to S-word. On the line listening to that, though, on the line is Ronnie. Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Hello there, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you're listening to that, of course. And you think nights are just simply a waste of time?
I've got night fever, I can tell you, John.
Yes.
The problem with nights,
yes,
is that they're just too frequent. There's too many of them.
Right.
And a day doesn't go past where I don't see us having another night at the end of it.
Yes. And in terms of just, I mean, the frequency of them, let's be clear. Are you saying that you want an end to all of them, or would you be prepared to keep some nights, so maybe two nights a week?
My proposal would be if we could some way slow down the spin of the planet.
Yeah.
So that one half is in constant daylight.
Yeah, right.
And then all the people that like nights can live on one side of the planet.
Yeah.
And all the other people like myself can live on the side facing the sun. And then you can have your night when you want. If you want to have a night on a Tuesday, say,
yes,
shut your curtains, put a face mask on and block out the sun.
Or could you not? I mean, let's bring in politics here, because if we take your idea on board, and there's no reason, literally on earth, why we shouldn't. Would you say maybe you'd have a free flow of people across the globe? So if you wanted a night, you'd just have to travel to the half of the globe that's at night.
Yes, exactly. So yes, there'll be a free flow of people from one side of the planet to the other.
Yep.
And they can choose which side they want to live on according to their preferences.
Okay, well, look, stay on the line. I want to bring Ned in. Good afternoon, Ned.
Good afternoon, John.
You think Ronnie's a bit of an idiot?
I think he's a bit of a liberal buffoon, to be honest.
Yes.
I mean, I'm one of those that turned out in their droves only a few days ago to vote Leave from the daytimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think having some people having a nighttime and some people having a daytime, what are we trying to do? Please everybody? We should be living in a perpetual state of nighttime like they do in Lapland.
Right. So you're saying then that you wouldn't want the... Because what? Let's be clear. Ronnie is saying that, we slow down the planet's spin. And everyone, you know, certainly Ashes is sick of spin. You've got half a day and half a night in planetary terms. He's saying that's what you do, but you live where you want. You're saying, no, drag the sun far enough away in that the whole planet is bathed in night.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think to even suggest what this fellow Ronnie's saying, it's as bad as these people that want a second referendum on the daytime. Let's keep the nights as they are.
Yeah.
In fact, let's make them longer. Let's have 25 hours a day of nighttime.
Ronnie, do you want to come back in on that?
My issue with nights and the reason that I don't like them is that I've just started a new hobby.
Yeah.
I've become an amateur flasher.
Yes.
It is just a hobby, and I still have to hold down a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
But, at the moment, it's fine because we've got long summer evenings at the moment. I've only been doing it a few weeks,
sure.
And the conditions are ideal for my customers to see my tackle. But I'm dreading when the nights start to draw in. I'm in danger of becoming a deranged night stalker.
Yes, that's true. But then, if you then got rid of night, then you would be a day stalker.
Well, I think you'd much prefer me to be a friendly local flasher than a deranged night stalker.
Yeah, well, he's got a point there, hasn't he, Ned? I mean, really, given the choice, you know, between those two options, I mean, you're going to go for the friendly flash. Let me just bring in this as an argument as well. You've got to think about this because of the use of the word night, and we do need that. Don't we? Do we need the word night, or is it just night? Because we say night-night, don't we? We don't say day-day. That's true, isn't it, Ned?
Good. Absolutely true. He's talking himself out of an argument there, because all of my cameras only go into flash mode when it is night-time.
Yes.
And there's various different things he can do this time. I appreciate that he might think the flashing industry is going out of business, and you know, they come here these daytimes and they take our jobs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Because if you want to move into the night industry, you've got all sorts. I mean, generally, there's a big trade at night time around roundabouts or in car parks across the country.
Yes.
Do whatever you want to do.
You can
flash all you like there. And you're right, you know, when I go to bed, night-night, I wear a nightie.
You wear a nightie. Exactly.
I don't go out in the daytimes in a day, do I? I mean, what
thank
am
you.
I, sick?
Yes, thank you. Right, now, Ronnie, look at that. You wear a nightie, not a datey.
That's true. I mean, I think this is all about choice. I think the population of the world should have the choice whether they want to live in the lights or go and hide around on the dark side of the world.
Well, so you've said, but I mean, you've answered the question because you're saying, you know,
they can take their nighties and their nightcaps with them, can't they?
Well, can they? Yeah, but what are you going to? Are you going to wear?
I have no need for them. I have no need for them.
Are you going to wear a datey?
I will invent the datey and wear it.
Yes, not when you're flashing, obviously.
Well, we'll have a special flap in it.
Right. In Sweden, let me tell you about the trials they're doing in Sweden at the moment. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? Because it's starting to work there. Now, Sweden obviously does have shorter days than certainly we do, but the light from the sun, they are now, this is in the long months, they're shipping in light from the sun in from hot countries. It's now their biggest import in Sweden is light from hot countries. And surely that's good for the world economy, isn't it, Ronnie?
Well, that's my point. We should have more sunshine, more sunlight, more daylight hours.
Exactly.
That's what boosts the economy. You're quite right. If we had more darkness, if they were bringing in the dark from abroad, a completely different story, and their economy would be in the doldrums.
What do you make of this? We're hearing about this abuse now, which is terrible towards people who do like the dark. And people,
darkies, we call them.
Well, that's right. And people just using, those terrible slurs now. People in Newcastle, we're seeing, aren't we, and hearing all these things about tweets, and they're putting hate messages through anybody with the lights off now. And I think that's this is an awful thing to have happened, isn't it, Ned? Don't you think? I mean, what a terrible state. You know, if you've got your lights off and you're enjoying the dark and the night, and people now just being told, to go home.
It's terrible. I mean, these lighties, there should be...
Oi, watch your language.
Yeah, no, let's keep it civil. Come on, we don't use these terms anymore.
He's coming
no,
on.
No, you can't... People who like the night...
in my name.
And like day, you can't say lighties, and you just can't. Let's not use that sort of language, gentlemen. Let's keep it civil, right?
I put it to him. What would he do with the ringleaders of the people that are going away, trying to take away our night, the night owls? What would you do about them? Also, all the Florence Nightingale impersonators.
Out of a job.
Yeah. And what would you do with the Baron Knights?
Yeah. You mentioned owls. I mean, we would lose owls. Good old-fashioned British owls. Where would they go, Ronnie?
They'd just disappear completely. And
no, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. We'd have special sanctuaries for them with no lights. And if you really wanted to go and see them, you could still go and see them in their natural dark habitat. Not a problem at all.
Where's the best place to keep knights? Is it white satin?
Well, quite can be comfortable.
Well, think back to the good old days of the Blitz.
Starry, let me just quote this to you, gentlemen. Finally, starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and grey. What colour would you paint a palette, Ronnie?
Oh, bright yellow.
What about you, Ned?
I wouldn't paint it.
You just leave it raw.
Nature intended.
That's
the sort of lazy attitude we'd expect from these night people.
Daya.
Nighty. You big lighty,
you blooming big daylord.
Daylord?
And there we must leave the debate. Gentlemen, could you sum up the debate for us in one word? Ned first.
Lantern.
And Ronnie.
Flash.
There we have it. Do you have an opinion on whether or not we should keep knights? Do we still need them? 8-7-3-3.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with adview.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the adview.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with adview.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area. Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France for the football, Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Newport's westbound M4 is very, very slow at the moment. There's a rolling block between junction 26 and 27 for emergency carriageway repairs. There's still a big queue on the A1 Western Bypass in Gateshead. That's because of contraflow and emergency repairs around the Lobley Hill interchange. Staffordshire southbound M6 still gridlocked after an issue near Stafford, junctions 14 to 13. The restrictions have been lifted, but the queues are back to the Stafford services, so still incredibly slow along that stretch. And in Kent, the A21 Pembrey Road in Pembrey, queuing north towards a breakdown near Tunbridge Wells. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. And if you were listening just now, well, the debate, the big debate this afternoon, do we still need nights? Are they too frequent? Should they follow day, according to tradition? Now, Ronnie was suggesting that they should not, and wanted the planet to stop spinning and half of it to be in perpetual darkness, the other half to be in light, and then you can just travel to whichever side of the planet you want. For those that want daytime, as he called them, day lords, then he suggested that they should just go and live where there was light, and those that did. And Ned was for the idea that we should be keeping nights and very much against lighties, like as he called Ronnie. If you are texting in with your opinion, try not to use that sort of inflammatory language, though, if you can. Cornelius, I know a lot of big opinions on this on both sides of the debate. Of course, do we still need night times?
Yes, lots coming in, John, on both sides of the story. Yeah. Thing is, with night times, is they're also showbiz, just full of stars has come in from Terence. Pete says, if we're getting rid of nights, can we start with Bruce Forsyth and Rod Stewart? Mm. And at Brexit Voter says, he doesn't trust nights because they are dark.
Yes, I've got this, John, quite simply, no one. This is from Dylan. What would we go gently into? And that is a point, and no one's considered that, actually. I mean, what would we go gently into? Yeah. John, I mean, what sort of world are we considering here? Think about what happened recently, of course. You know, we all know what happened with In the Night Garden when Iggle Piggle punched that producer. and obviously that the original team from In the Night Garden had to leave. They've revamped it. It's sort of the same, but it's now more daytime. It's in the day garden, isn't it? Mm. And it's just not as good anymore. The new team don't lack the chemistry as Iggle Piggle and Upsy Daisy.
Yeah.
And it simply isn't very good at all with this new team. And you know, the viewing figures have gone down, and no one's watching it anymore. And that's what happens if you start messing. Slightly off the point there, but anyway, thanks so much. Do keep those coming in. Now, you'll know from just simply watching, reading, or listening to it, the news at the moment is particularly complicated. We have Corbyn possibly facing a leadership challenge here. We have a resigned Prime Minister. We have Nigel Farage and Nicola Sturgeon in the European Parliament as we speak, arguing the toss for the Brexit. And not. David Cameron is in Brussels facing the EU for the first time since the referendum. We are in complex times. But this, my friend, is where we can simplify everything to do with the news for you. It's where we break the news down into its component part. It is complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And that's why we break the news down to its basic form, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
economy is on fire and the markets are terrified.
I'll be honest, I literally don't understand that one.
It's a football chant that's going on about Will Grigg. And I made it about the news. But I had to keep it in a haiku form. So that sort of restricted it because it made the song not sound like the song as much. But it's a shame, really, that we don't do the news in popular Northern Irish football chants, because that would have fit perfectly.
Park that thought. Right, it's time to look into the hell bag that is a week's worth of lazy PR. So, just what is lazy PR, I hear you ask? Cornelia.
Just what is lazy PR?
Thank you. Well, allow me to tell you that as well. Lazy PR is, of course, where we take the laziest examples of emails and messages we've received from PR companies and marketing people in the preceding 7 days. And we get them all the time, because what happens is the PR industry carpet bomb the media with their, yes, let's call it, crap. And their job is to take the money from their clients and try to get them up front and centre somewhere in the media with their seemingly unworkable tat that they're trying to sell. We're no different, but what makes PR the laziest is, of course, when people send it to us without really knowing what this show is, or indeed what talk radio, or indeed what the radio is at all. But still, it comes. And so we bring you the laziest examples sent to us by people who've never, ever listened to this and are simply just throwing what they can across the industry to hope some of it sticks. Lazy PR this week into your inbox. Cornelius, what did you have?
I got this. Hi there.
Hi.
As part of Fashion on the Ration, the latest special exhibition at IWM North, which I think is the Imperial War Museum.
Yes.
North. We're asking people to share photos of what their families wore during the 1940s and the clothes rationing era.
Back when everybody wore powdered shirts.
Yeah.
I remember it well from my granny sitting me on her knee, a powdered knee. They didn't even have knees then.
Really?
Back in the war. They rationed limbs,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, you had to have a book and stamps.
To get knees.
Yeah.
And not everyone had knees. My granny herself had a powdered knee on one knee, and one she just made herself out of egg on the other.
Yes, the exhibition and the hashtag What My Family Wore campaign marked the 75th anniversary of the announcement of clothes rationing in Britain on June the 1st. Who wrote that down?
Somebody who sent it in.
Yeah, but like when that was announced, who went, keep that date because we'll probably have to celebrate this in some sort of fashion.
Oh yeah, good point.
In 75 years.
Yeah.
Attached is a press release featuring family photographs from the writer Julie Summers and fashion historian Amber Butchart.
Says Butchart. I mean, I can see why you went with the polite, but that genuinely says, would you like an interview with the historian Amber Butchart?
Well, that's why I clicked on this thing, because I said...
You thought it was something else?
Yeah, well, it said family photos are attached and then a butt chart.
Right.
But no, but they've already taken part, apparently.
Right, great.
So if you need any further information or photographs, please let me know.
From Angela.
Chess Masterclass Weekend. Hi, John. This is the first of a new series of niche events, you don't say, aimed at chess connoisseurs in Marrakesh. If you're a chess connoisseur in Marrakesh, then why not come along to the Chess Weekend, October the 6th to the 10th. Chess people and their partners will stay in Marrakesh to see chess. There will be grandmasters Stuart Conquest. That's a good name for someone who's won something. His name's Stuart Conquest. He's director of the chess festival. And Nigel Short, who is the professional since the 1980s, will run bespoke courses of chess in Marrakesh.
Marrakesh.
I think that's why they've done it.
Yeah, maybe.
They haven't. Sometimes with these PR things, they do put a nice little touch. They will go Marrakesh, but a little pun, Marrakesh.
Yeah,
but
they haven't done that.
They haven't bothered.
Not very good.
Anyway, so if you'd like to watch some chess in Marrakesh, then you can.
It's not worth it. They put up all the hotel prices. It gets too busy. It's not worth it. I prefer just to watch it on the telly.
There you go. Right. So that's filed. Subject, lazy PR, subject, header of the week. And if this doesn't whet your whittle, I don't, Victoria, I don't know what will.
Oh.
Guest offer. Nostalgic possessions are becoming a thing of the past. Obviously, it's nostalgia. Heritage expert in the studio, brackets, local stats. It's a week's worth of lazy PR! Victoria's here, she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The President of the European Commission says the EU is ready to start the divorce from the UK today. But Donald Tusk insists patience is needed for it to be done properly.
While respecting the will of the UK voters, we also have to respect our treaties. And according to them, it is the British government who initiates the process of exit from the EU.
David Cameron's in Brussels to face European leaders. It's expected he'll resist pressure to start the leave negotiations immediately. It comes after there were heated exchanges at the European Parliament as it met for the first time since the UK voted to leave the EU. Nigel Farage was booed and heckled by some other MEPs after accusing them of being in denial about the migration crisis. Tory leadership bids are starting to come through. Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabbe's launching a joint bid to replace David Cameron, with Business Secretary Sajid Javid as number two. While Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is facing a vote of no confidence by his MPs, more than 40 of the party's frontbenchers have quit over just 3 days. The result is expected to be announced at around 5 p.m. Golf's world number one, Jason Day, is the latest high-profile player to pull out of this summer's Rio Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. The Australian, who follows four-time major winner Rory McIlroy in withdrawing, says he's worried about potential health risks to his family. And Andy Murray is strolling through his first round match at Wimbledon so far. He's taken the first set against fellow Brit Liam Brody by 6-2. A short time ago, Murray was leading the second set by 3-1 with a break of serve. The weather, rain clearing, showers in the north tonight, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy with outbreaks of rain spreading across the northeast of the UK. Breezier in the south. There's more in half an hour.
Okay, we did record that version, but do you want to do another one?
No, I'm okay.
That's Victoria.
So horrible.
Oh, no. She's got the news.
Workplace bullying.
It's not workplace bullying. She's got the news. Do you want to play a game of band or children's book title? Not you, Victoria. You're not eligible. Band or children's book title. If you'd like to, we've got some meat that we'd like you to grab.
What was that hand gesture?
Wow.
Victoria?
I mean, that was a mime and a half.
That was your hand gesture.
Good Lord. We've got some meat we'd like you to grab.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Or you can win a box of organic veg. Your choice is yours. If you'd like to play band or title of children's
book... How is that organic veg?
I wasn't doing anything.
I mean, she's been at Glastonbury. It's overgrown.
John.
Your allotment.
I don't have an allotment.
So, A7222.
Start your message with the word talk.
To play a game of band or children's book next on this talk radio thing.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of texts coming in this afternoon for today's text and tweet in, which is, of course, politics. There's some politics in the news. And music. Glastonbury was in the news. Politics and music this afternoon on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've already had Aztec Cameron, of course. Farage Against the Machine has come in. Spandau Ballot. What else, Cornelius?
House of Common People has come from Joe.
Yes, I've got Hayseed Dixie. Hayseed Dixie. Here from Lee. Polling for Soup. Come in from Jarrett. Ian Duncan the Smiths, yes. The Cause Bins. And they put, which ironically is where he'll probably be before long. If you've got one of those, then do get it into us for its music and politics. And speaking of music,
the John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, a new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
That's right, it's 22nd Showcase. If you are in a band or a musical group, this is where you get national radio airplay. The only rule, you have to be unsigned and send us a link to your music. Now, the difference between this and any other new music discoverer, such as Virgin Radio's Georgie Rogers there, they're our sister station, or indeed the legendary John Boyle from BBC Radio 1, who used to stupidly, in my opinion, bother to listen to all of the songs he was sent by bands, spend time, waste time more like, curating it and hearing it and deciding what was good enough to be on the radio, and then actually putting it on the radio after he'd listened to it all. What a dead idiot. No. No, 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 no.
I had a thought while I was at Glastonbury. Now, I don't know if you know this, but they have a tent called the John Peel Tent. Where yes. They showcase sort of the newer bands.
Yes.
And I was wondering whether it's worth you getting in touch with them.
Yes.
For the John Holmes tent.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because I think you'll find that our way of discovering new music is the fairer of the two.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Peel used to bring his vast knowledge and his appreciation of music to it. Whereas, and that takes time. Mm. And it's not fair because it's always his opinion. Whereas my method of discovering new music is simply to put a pile of it, be it links or CDs or whatever, and then at random each week pick one out and then just play the first 20 seconds of it on the radio without even listening to it first. And that is a fairer system. And it's how 22nd Showcase works. So if you are in a band or a musical group and you'd like to get into that pile, then which could get you national radio airplay, then you can send it to us via the usual methods, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If we consider the group, like Jukebox Jewelry, if we consider everyone here, it has musical merit, then it does go into the folder marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
The new music discoverer over at Virgin Radio, our sister station. If it's absolutely musical excrement, it goes into the folder marked...
Russell Kane.
Who's also on Virgin. So, let's find out who today's 22nd showcaser actually is. Cornelius.
Hi.
Who is it?
Beth Jacob.
Beth Jacob.
Beth Jacob.
Beth?
Beth.
Like Def Leppard.
Beth as in the name.
Beth Leppard.
No, Beth Jacob.
Beth Jacob.
Beth Jacob.
Beth.
Beth.
What does she do?
She is a singer-songwriter.
Great. What do we know
of her? Perfect for this.
Yes. What do we know of her background?
We know she is a singer-songwriter from SW London.
Right.
Her influences that she lists on her Facebook page are John Mayer, Joni Mitchell, The Civil Wars, Casey Musgrave, The Beatles, Colleen Bailey-Ray, Katy Perry, Daughter, James Taylor, O, and John Mayer again. Oh, wait, sorry. I thought O were a band. I see what she's doing.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Oh, and John Mayer again.
Yes, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Right, good, okay. Idiot. Right, so let's... Right, here we come. The first 20 seconds of her song, which is called...
Stay.
Time to run. I was busy playing the good girl and the bitter one, trying too damn hard to not mess up on the...
I like it.
I like it.
That was the first 20 seconds of it. Beth Jacob. Beth.
Beth Jacob.
Beth Jacobs.
Jacob.
Jacob. And I'll go as far as to say it was a cracker. Jacob's cracker. Jacob.
What?
Jacob crackers. Jacob's.
Jacob. Beth Jacob.
All right. So, you know what? I'm going to roll the bonus ball.
We don't have a bonus. We should look into getting one.
I'm going to throw the bonus bin.
Don't throw it.
And that means we get the next 10 seconds of the song.
Just be careful with it, because don't...
Here it comes.
Bit of a tongue and I wish you felt the same. Said you're always running away.
I very much like it. I think that's got potential.
I
like Beth Jacob, and I like that song.
Okay.
There, I have, but it's not. But it's up to the root. You know, it's like Jukebox Jewelry. I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, I quite liked it. Ask Prodcast is through the glass. She will look at a little happy face.
Oh. What?
What did you think of it?
It was all right.
Great. Marta is on buttons. Marta, what did you think of it?
I actually liked it.
There you go.
Ah,
Marta liked it.
Marta liked it.
Cornelius.
I really liked it. She's got a great voice. The music was very nice and calming, but I didn't think it was that samey.
Right. In that case, it's going into the folder marked.
Yeah.
Georgie Rogers, it's going in. Congratulations, Beth. You have got your music into the Virgin Radio fold. We liked that.
Yes.
If you are in a band or musical group, then do send us your link. By all means, get yourself onto 20 Second Showcase. Get yourself some national radio airplay. You can do it 87222.
Start your message with the word
two. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Send us a link to your music, to your Facebook page or whatever, and we will quite probably pick you at random out of a pile and play the first 20 seconds, or indeed 30 if we roll the bonus bin, on the radio.
The John Holmes 20 Second Showcase, in association with EARS, nature's way of listening to music. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple, I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview, and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Is now your going to work time? Maybe it's your coming home time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Don't miss out. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Newport's westbound M4 is very, very slow at the moment. There's a rolling block between junction 26 and 27 for emergency carriageway repairs. There's still a big queue on the A1 Western Bypass in Gateshead. That's because of contraflow and emergency repairs around the Lobley Hill interchange. Staffordshire southbound M6 still gridlocked after an issue near Stafford, junctions 14 to 13. The restrictions have been lifted, but the queues are back to the Stafford services, so still incredibly slow along that stretch. And in Kent, the A21 Pembrey Road in Pembrey, queuing north towards a breakdown near Tunbridge Wells. I'm Joanna Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. And now we can give away... So, oh no, first, let's do a... Should we do a haiku? Have we got a haiku? Do you want to do a haiku anymore?
Have we got any left?
No, yeah, no, what? Shall we, yeah, there?
No, we haven't.
All right, fine, let's just... let's give away some meat! A game of band or title of children's book. That's how we're giving away our trademark meat this afternoon. You, if you're a regular listener, know you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Chicken, beef or lamb, that's your choice. Let's be inclusive. Let's call it English chicken, Welsh lamb and Scottish beef, just to keep us all included in the face of adversity. Or a box of organic veg from Northern Ireland. That's what we're doing. On the phone to play is a man. He's called Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. And yourself?
Very good, thanks. Are you thinking of running to be Labour leader at any point this afternoon?
I'm thinking of running away from him.
It's fair enough. So, where are you, Frank?
I'm in Watford this afternoon, John.
Are you? What are you doing in Watford?
Just finishing up work for the day.
What have you been doing?
Putting a new floor down.
Putting a new floor down in Watford, the whole of Watford.
Oh, well, I wish. Spending good money in that
it
one.
It would be, wouldn't it? Spreading a new floor throughout the whole of Watford. If you had to choose, Frank, what's your favourite kind of floor?
Probably concrete, I would say.
Just a good old-fashioned concrete floor?
Just a good old-fashioned, no-frills concrete.
Yeah. Good man. Right, do you want to win some meat, or would you like to win a box of organic veg, Frank?
It's got to be meat, hasn't it?
Probably, yeah. What meat do you want to go for, chicken, beef or lamb?
Oh, we'll go chicken.
You and chicken, strong choice. Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed you've gone with the English there.
Yeah. Of course. Got to keep the pride.
Racist.
Brexit. Because chickens.
Brexit. Strong, yeah. Right, okay, racist Frank. Let's play a game of... Band or title of children's book. That's what we're playing. Band or children's book. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah, hi, Frank.
Frank versus Cornelius. Here we go. Alphabetical order. Alphabetical order. Frank first. As broadcast is keeping score, obviously. So, here we go. Eyes down. Band or title of children's book. My dad... is a dinosaur. My dad is a dinosaur. Book or band?
That's a book.
It is a children's book. Good start. Cornelius.
Hi.
Smelly Melly Mel.
Book, surely.
No, it's a band.
Really?
They are a band.
That's a rubbish band name.
Number three. The Pocketbook of Boners. Frank.
That's a book.
It is. And I will quote you the exact book A Pocket Bull of Book of Boners is. It is a compendium of schoolboy howlers and mistakes published in 1941 by Viking Press by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I've got that on my shelf.
It's hard to hide it, isn't it? Porcupine tree. Cornelius.
Sorry, we can't move on from that and say, is it not a pop-up book? I'm sorry, we can't. Anyway, what?
Porcupine tree.
Porcupine tree. Band.
Yes. Arthur kills a hobo for his clothes.
Make a book.
It is a children's book.
Oh, my God.
It is, genuinely. Not making that up. My brother's famous bottom.
Band.
It's a children's book.
No,
it's a children's book. It is. Frank, band or children's book? The Hairy Fairy.
Oh, band.
It's a band. He's right. Yeah. Cornelius, lesbian horse stories.
What? Band.
No, it's
surely.
A book.
What?
It's a book.
No, it's not.
Google it. It's a genuine children's book. The Glowing Beaver.
Band.
He's a band. Correct. Band or book, Cornelius? My Father's Bearded Dragon.
Book.
Yes. Band or book, Frank? All My Friends Are Dead Dinosaurs.
Book.
It's a book. That's right. Evil Edna's Horror Toilet.
I reckon that'll be a band.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Good. The Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
I reckon you're having me on this time, but we'll go band.
He's a band. He's right. I wish Daddy didn't drink so much.
Band?
Genuine book.
No.
Genuine book.
That's quite sad.
Yes, it is. When people were shorter and lived near the water.
Book.
Is a band. They're a New York punk band. And finally, band or book? My Mum Has Hepatitis C.
So I'm waiting for you to give me the option.
Band or book?
Book.
It's a book! It's a book! It's a children's book! That concludes a game of band or children's book. Let's find out from Asprodcast, who is through the glass, what the score is. Asprodcast, Frank, bear with us, is going to check the system.
Hi there, I'm just checking the system.
Right, check the system. What we're looking for is a score.
Any score?
Yes. Okay. The specific score as to what Frank got and what Cornelius got, so we can determine a winner in the competition of band or children's book. Just check the system.
I'm just checking the system.
It's quite a slow system.
Sorry about that.
Frank, you just got to bear with us. Just hold the line while we check the system. It's quite a slow system.
So I'm just...
Yeah.
Just checking the system.
For no reason, Frank, the system prints out in to the tune of the Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. We don't really know. We don't know why. Can you check the... Thank God for that. Can you just check the system?
I'm checking it. That's what the system is. It's the new system. It's the updated system. It's done already.
What are the scores?
Right, okay, hang on. I can't read it. Oh no, there we go. Okay, so Con.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
You only got four.
Oh, that's all right.
What did Frank get?
Frank did much worse.
Yeah.
Frank got seven.
He got seven. Couldn't you right now we need to work out I mean that's a good score, Frank, but is it enough to win the chicken? Let's check the system. Just checking the system to see if that's enough to win the chicken. Let's just Cass, can you check the system, Cass? She's just checking the system.
I'm checking it.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Just checking it.
Oh.
Cass, can you just...
No, that is checking it. That's what it does. That's the noise it makes.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's not checking.
No, it is. Sorry. It's done now.
Right. He got 7. Is that enough for Frank to win the English chicken, the racist chicken he so craves?
Surely.
Yes, it is!
Yes, it is! Yeah. Congratulations! You won the chicken! Congratulations! You won the chicken! He won some chicken! Congratulations! Yeah. Frank's won a chicken! He's won a chicken! On the radio. Frank, congratulations. Well done. Go away now. If you would like to win some meat tomorrow, we will be playing another game. Tomorrow it's a game of Dead or Alive on the radio, in which you can win some meat or a box of organic veg. That's just about it from us. Sam Delaney's coming up at 4 o'clock, by the way. Just ahead of it, why don't we have a quick rundown of some bands and politics that have come in. That was today's text in, bands and politics. If we'd already had System of an Ashdown, of course. We had Black Rod Stewart, which I think is a tribute act. Aztec Cameron came in. Take Thatcher, thank you for that. Farage Against the Machine, The Cause Bins. Cornelius, any that you've got there?
Yeah, we had Everything, Everything's Gone to Pot.
Yep.
The Chancellor of the Ex Chubby Checker.
Good.
And the House of Common People.
Polling for Soup, Swingometer Out Sister has just come in as well from Paul, thank you. Cleggs and Co. That's some of the Top of the Pops dancers thing. Big Ben Folds.
It's not that political, Big Ben.
Well, David Milli Vanilli Band. Harriet Harman's Hermits. And Patricia Hewitt and the News. Anyway, that was Band and Politics. Tomorrow on the programme, thank you for sending those in, by the way. Tomorrow on the programme, as I said, a game of Dead or Alive, you can win some meat. There'll also be the news in haikus. There will be more out on the streetery as we find out what the people think. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. There'll be work experience punditry. I dare say there'll be a diversity paper review. Much the same as today, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or less, you know.
We could just play today's show again.
Might just do that. So it's just doing any work.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Thank you. Sam Delaney is up next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.